listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. You're watching us here on band.video or infowars.com. Very glad that you're here with us today on this 12th of October. We have a very big show for you today. Yesterday, I recorded an interview with David Pine, an expert on EMP technology, who's advocating for America to do something to protect itself against the growing threat of nuclear war with China and Russia, which is apt, seeing as today Russia's foreign minister came out saying, you know, Taiwan, it certainly looks a lot like China. They act a lot like China. We think it actually is a part of China. So Russia now throwing their hat in the ring with China as those two world superpowers square off against America and our allies, driving us inexorably towards total destruction and nuclear exchange. So very, very excited to show you the interview with Mr. David Pine, taking your phone calls, of course, throughout the show, as well as a great many of other things. But look, I've already gone over time. Here it is. We're being fed into the Great Reset wood chipper by John Bowne.
The heart of it is these private bankers that get the world through fraud. But they got to bankrupt everything now to make you have to take their universal income that is their global fraud. Instead of going to jail like Bernie Madoff, they've done something thousands of times bigger. They get the whole world because they buy up the media, they buy up the politicians, they buy up the infrastructure, they buy up all the major companies basically for five times what they're worth because they have all the fiat money. And then they just turn off most of those companies to create the collapse and then vertically integrate what's left into the few major combines that are going to make you face scan and have a vaccine passport like Walmart in Canada and Amazon Whole Foods in Canada to make you, again, be able to eat food. It's now official that they're getting rid of all the major world currencies very soon and creating a worldwide digital UN world government currency. And any wars that start are going to be over the three major global power blocks fighting over who's going to be dominant in that system.
Digitalization can advance us more rapidly in achieving the sustainable development goals, or it can deepen exclusion, divide us further, increase inequality. The choice is ours. For the first time, digital technology can put economic power into the hands of people, the people that own today's global financial resources.
Digital technologies, which are revolutionizing financial markets, can be a game changer in reaching our shared objectives.
The UN Secretary General invited 17 global leaders from around the world in areas as diverse as financial regulation, policy, financial technology, financial institutions, and other experts to form a task force to consider how best to harness digitalization in advancing financing of the sustainable development goals.
And that's why they're launching all the different things you see and the bioweapon war to so distract us and demoralize us and put a police state grid in place so that we will accept the new global cashless society based on the COVID-19 vaccine passports that'll then be the global carbon passport that tracks and traces and taxes everything you do and decides where you can go and what you can do at a level never before even dreamed of until now. Just questioning the government is now terrorism. If you fight back against Antifa or leftists attacking you, that's terrorism. The Democratic Party works for the globalist crime syndicate. And they're just introducing the idea that we're all criminals, that we live under martial law. So, of course, it's terrorism to raise your voice or yell at people at a school board meeting, or if you don't want your child to wear a mask, or if you don't want forced inoculations, or if you don't like your school teaching that white people are inherently evil and have an original sin and must pay a special tax because of who they are. And now they're sending out FBI on the news looking for people they can arrest. They'll probably arrest some provocateurs that'll just be informants that pose for the arrest. We catch the FBI doing that all the time. And that will be used to create fear and more division. But this is all part of the globalist takeover. They've hit us with a bioweapon. They're denying us
global religion, global lockdown, global monetary system. It's all coming. In fact, most of it's already here. We are being fed into the Great Reset wood chipper. Share that link. Infowars.com, band.video. The latest edit by John Bowne featuring the one and only Alex Jones. We are being fed into the Great Reset wood chipper. All over after that. We'll be right back.
I want to be very clear. The fact that InfoWars is having trouble funding itself is not the fault of our amazing listeners and supporters. It is the fault of the globalists. When we can get enough of our great supplements and other products in, we're able to sell enough of it to stay on air and, quite frankly, even expand in the face of the New World Order. But because of the supply chain breakdowns that were very easy to predict for the global lockdowns, they're designed to do that, we have had real problems getting our best-selling products in. Some of them take up to 10 months to get in. We've had to discontinue some of our products because we just can't get the ingredients anymore. It's pretty scary stuff. So please take advantage of sales we're running for 1 week only. There's only 1 week left from October 11th for 7 days. Kicks off October 11th on things like DNA Force Plus at 40% off, Winter Sun at 50% off, Ultra 12 at 50% off, and more at InfoWarsStore.com. 1 week left. Check out these incredible deals.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. Please do share these links out, Infowars.com, band.video. It's the easiest way to support us, and we so appreciate it when you do. Let's get right into it, shall we, and begin today, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, your Daily Dispatch for Tuesday, October 12th, 2021. A Pentagon official said he resigned because the U.S. cybersecurity is no match for China, calling it kindergarten level in comparison. Nicholas Chillain served as U.S. Air Force's software chief and worked on the Pentagon security. He quit in September and told the Financial Times last week that the U.S. was far behind China on artificial intelligence, saying, quote, "We have no competing fighting chance against China in 15 to 20 years," he said. He's a senior cybersecurity official at the Pentagon. He was the first chief software officer in August 2018 of the U.S. Air Force. He worked to equip it and the Pentagon with the most secure and advanced software available. But Chillain quit on September 2nd. In his departing LinkedIn post, he cited the Pentagon's reluctance to make cybersecurity and AI a priority as the reason for his resignation. Now, it's just the 21st century. It's just the most prominent form of warfare that we experience right now. Why would the people that want to guard America want to invest in that sort of thing? No. We'll just let everything decay, let everything weaken, and then they'll just steamroll over us. I mean, the question is, how diverse is China's AI team? That's the real question, I think. Are they going to be able to overcome our diversity with their fancy algorithms and cybersecurity measures? Yeah, but what about the food? Is it spicy? Is it from the Caribbean? I don't think so. Okay, so they're going to really regret focusing so much on this whole national security thing when they see how diverse our menus are. Meanwhile, John Gruden is resigning as the coach of the Raiders after old emails surface. The latest in, I guess you could call it cancel culture. I prefer to call it outright communism. Las Vegas Raiders head coach John Gruden is reportedly resigning. Remember when I talked about this far off, bizarre world where it's like, yeah, you're allowed to vote. Gruden? Is it Gruden? I literally couldn't care less. But okay, I'll say Gruden. This far off world where, it's like, yeah, you can vote Republican. You're certainly allowed to. You have the freedom to vote Republican. Just you're not going to be able to work afterwards. You're not going to be able to have a job afterwards. Like, this is where we're headed, where it's just like, if you've ever stated any sort of Republican or conservative thoughts whatsoever, you'll just be kicked out of society. You'll just be barred from working. You'll just have your career destroyed. You'll be tarnished on all the airwaves. You'll be unable to speak for yourself. Maybe you won't be able to buy and sell things in the future. It's just, the mark of the beast that's raining down upon our heads. Gruden informed the staff that he's resigning as the head coach of the Raiders. Adam Schefter also confirmed the report. Gruden referred to President Joe Biden in 2012 as a nervous, clueless pussycat, and he called Roger Goodell a bundle of sticks and a clueless anti-football kitty cat. He also used homophobic language when talking about the Rams being pressured into drafting Michael Sam. That's right. You can You know, like Deshaun Watson's, you can be accused of sexually assaulting 24 different women. You can be caught on camera beating your wife in an elevator. You can do all sorts of horrific things as part of the NFL. But if you dare to pronounce the Q in LGBTQ, you're out of here, mister. If you dare to, insult a Democratic politician, that's it. It's over for you. You have free speech in this country, but you aren't free from the consequences of your free speech. And if you say something we disagree with, we'll destroy your life. That's the consequence. Meanwhile, 80,000 shipping containers still stuck, this time off the port of Savannah, a full 50% more than normal, the New York Times reported Sunday. Steel containers are, just waiting either trucks or carry them to... All right, now this is not written well, Breitbart. Steel containers are just awaiting either trucks or carry them to warehouses or ships to take them to another port, the Times reported. But like Savannah, the other ports are also full. As a result, some 700 containers have been left at the port on the banks of the Savannah River by their owners for a month or more. Again, this continues to be simply a manufactured shortage, a manufactured supply chain breakdown. Interestingly, and we'll cover this a little bit later, companies such as Home Depot and some other massive corporations are privately hiring shipping containers to go around the blockades at the port, which means it's not actually something that's, you know, they aren't being prevented from being unloaded. If you can just pay somebody to go around what's happening, it's all manufactured. It's all purposeful. It's all being done on purpose. And I hope we're realizing that now. Two more hospitals demand mandatory vaccination before allowing organ transplants. Two more hospital systems, the Cleveland Clinic and University Hospitals, have announced that they are sentencing you to death if you refuse to get the COVID vaccination. They will not perform organ transplants unless both the donor and the patient have received the COVID-19 vaccination. This revelation follows the news that Colorado's UC Health denied a woman who was in stage 5 renal failure a kidney transplant because she refused to take the jab. Cleveland Clinic has recently developed safety protocols for solid organ transplants that require COVID-19 vaccination to be an active transplant candidate or living donor, the hospital system said in a statement. Patients on the organ transplant waiting list have until November 1st to get vaccinated. If they don't, the hospital will leave them to die. Yes, you will have to just go ahead and die if you don't get your vaccine. Shockingly, okay, I'm not going to say that. No, I think it's, frankly, you know, they're still standing. The hospitals that do this, still fully constructed. So I think that's great. I think they're really pushing that to the bitter end. America, okay, excuse me. Let me read this headline from Bloomberg. America needs higher, longer lasting inflation. Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. That's what America needs. What America needs is for our dollar to buy less. What America needs is for our saving to dwindle and diminish. What America really needs, what's really going to help the lower and middle income America is when, bananas cost $10 a bundle and, baby formula is unaffordable and, we can't buy normal household goods, on our normal budget, People always talk about raising the minimum wage. Why should the minimum wage have to go up? If inflation happens, essentially, just imagine this, liberals. The more inflation rises, the less you're getting paid. So that minimum wage that could have bought you a meal, with your hourly wages, or could have paid for a nice little apartment in the city for a week's worth of wage or whatever, that's just not going to buy it anymore. So the dollar amount is the same. What it buys is less. I know this is very complicated if you're dumb or an evil person that works at Bloomberg. But there you go. They say America needs higher, longer lasting inflation. You got to wonder if there were articles like this in the Weimar Republic. You got to wonder when, or maybe just before, there were people, bringing literal wheelbarrows full of cash to buy a single loaf of bread. bread if there were German newspapers in the Weimar Republic going, yes, this is quite good. This is exactly what we need. We need it more and longer, and nothing will go bad, and nobody will be outraged at all. The administration of President Joe Biden has repeatedly assured Americans that the sharp uptick of inflation they are experiencing is temporary. In the language of economists, transitory. Surveys suggest the public is less than convinced, but consumer expectations of inflation are notoriously fickle. All of this has economists and central bankers dutifully poring over data for signs of when or whether inflation, currently just under 4%, will drift back towards the Federal Reserve's target of 2%. Instead, they should be considering a more fundamental question, whether the Fed should strive to make 4% inflation permanent. It's just, who wrote this? Who wrote this? Carl W. Smith? I mean, I never believed in the reptilian conspiracy before, but clearly, whoever wrote this is a cold-blooded bastard. Like, just a reptilian in nature, whether in reality or not, yet to see that. But you can just picture whoever's writing this behind a very poorly constructed plastic human mask as they try to convince us that 4% inflation isn't only not a bad thing, we should strive to make it worse and continual because they despise you. Are you awake yet? Do you understand yet? They hate you and they're in charge of everything?
59 years old, in good health. I'm not working in the front line. So my type is not recommended to get vaccination.
That was the current CEO of Pfizer just a few months ago on a national TV interview saying, he doesn't need to take the so-called mRNA vaccine. It's really a gene therapy. He said, he's 50-something years old. He's healthy. He doesn't need it. It's at-risk people, but that's not what his PR firms that have bought off the politicians in over 100 countries say. They say you've got to take it to have a job or leave your house or get on a plane or a train or even get outside your home for 1 hour a day if you live in Australia. So remember, the White House is exempt. Congress and their staff are exempt. The Postal Service is exempt. All these big corporate heads are exempt. They're not taking their poison vaccine. They're pushing it on you. Wake up, folks. Wake up.
A little more than 20 years ago, Japanese scientists discovered and were able to isolate a compound that is naturally in nature and in foods we eat, but in very, very low amounts. It's called PQQ or bio-PQQ. When you have the organic form of it, it does amazing things. It actually makes your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, but makes them last longer. That's basically the same thing. So it's as close to the fountain of youth as you're going to get. Well, DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 6 months. It's back in stock. The highest quality, PQQ, CoQ10, and so much more. This entire formula is about cleaning out your cells and helping your body last longer. And that is so incredibly important. We have it at 40% off despite the fact it's been sold out for 6 months at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. If you haven't tried DNA Force Plus, you really should. And for those of you that love it, it's back in stock, 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
I want to explain something that is absolutely key to understanding our world, and it's very, very simple, but that most people don't know. The privately owned central banks of the world are artificially creating thousands of trillions of dollars in other major currencies and using them to buy up infrastructure, intellectual property, energy. They're using it to buy people, to buy influence. And in the past, they created thousands of trillions so that they could leverage that, manipulate markets, but they never allowed that money to get into the general circulation or it would cause massive inflation. Now they've gone ahead and weaponized it and are flooding every sector of the world economy, buying up everything, not to have the companies operate, but to actually shut them down and force a collapse of civilization, making the companies they do fund be the only things left standing. This is the Great Reset. This is what's happening now. Warn everyone. It's the only way to stop it.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, continuing on with our Daily Dispatch here, we've reached an incredibly troubling crossroads. Unbelievably disturbing story. Loudoun County schools tried to conceal sexual assault against daughter in bathroom, father says. On June 22nd, Scott Smith was arrested at Loudoun County, Virginia school board meeting, a meeting that was ultimately deemed an unlawful assembly after many attendees vocally opposed a policy on transgender students. What people did not know is that weeks prior, on May 28th, Smith says, a boy allegedly wearing a skirt entered a girls' bathroom in nearby Stonebridge High School, where he sexually assaulted Smith's ninth grade daughter. Juvenile records are sealed, but Scott's attorney Elizabeth Lancaster told the Daily Wire that a boy was charged with two counts of forcible sodomy, one count of anal sodomy, and one count of forcible fellatio related to an incident that day at the school. As a result of the viral video showing his arrest, Smith became the poster child for what the National School Board Association has since suggested could be a form of domestic terrorism. A white blue-collar male who showed up to harangue obscure public servants on his local school board. Quote, if somebody would have sat and listened for 30 seconds to what Scott had to say, they would have been mortified and heartbroken, Lancaster said. Well, that's generous. That's a generous interpretation of what's happening. I don't think they would. I don't think they would at all. I think they'd be mad at him for throwing a wrench in their plans. I think they'd be mad at the girl who was raped in the bathroom for proving all of these hateful domestic terrorists right. See, she's the bad one in this situation. She must be punished. This whole story gets unbelievably troubling. We'll get more into it later in the program, including showing you some rather telling footage from, you know, another suicide death cult, Jonestown, where they talk about, you know, what it's like to be in a cult and to have your daughter sexually assaulted and beaten as a result of this cult, and then to have the daughter actually become more involved in the cult activities. Incredibly, incredibly troubling. On October 6th, Loudoun County Sheriff's Office, a 15-year-old was charged with sexual battery and abduction after police said he forced a girl into an empty classroom, held her against her will, and touched her inappropriately. Lancaster says the suspect is the same boy that allegedly attacked Smith's daughter. He's a girl. He wears a skirt. Okay. It's really just unbelievable. But the thing is, there had also been another physical altercation a little bit earlier. So this girl has been beaten up, raped multiple times. And then when her father tried to complain about it, he was arrested and called a domestic terrorist. So that's the world we're creating for our children. And our children are naturally, you know, just for their sheer psychological, I wouldn't say well-being, but it's a natural psychological Stockholm syndrome type of thing. They're learning to adapt. They're learning, this is the world I live in. Occasionally I'll be raped in the bathroom by a boy pretending to be a girl, and I need to appreciate how this is a blessing of diversity. And that's the psychological coping mechanism that's being unveiled here in our children. Amazing stuff. Kamala Harris, meanwhile, hired child actors to be a part of her widely mocked NASA space video. Now, I, you know, out of the goodness of my heart, spared you this video yesterday, but we're going to have to dive into this today. It is not a fun watch. Not a fun watch. It's just set phasers to cringe, okay? Because it's very, very disturbing. This NASA space video with Kamala Harris attempting with just all of her might to be just minutely likable. And wow, it's disturbing. But the children featured in this NASA space video with Kamala Harris turn out to be actors. Kids in a clip produced by Canadian-based Sinking Ship Entertainment. had to audition for the part despite being presented as just normal children. So we've got a holographic president giving, you know, fake press conferences in his mock White House set with the fake projected backgrounds, and Kamala Harris cackling wildly with her cabal of paid actor children. It's all a play. Like, they're just seeing what they can get away with now. Can you imagine how incredibly convenient it is for a deep state that wants to operate with complete impunity to just be able to send out literal actors and politicians on fake sets to go pretend to be doing things to bamboozle the American public while they work in complete secrecy and, you know, without any oversight in the background. It's truly a brave new world we're entering into, and everybody else seems to be fine with this. Meanwhile, Costco and Walmart are limiting toilet paper as supply chain problems worsen. You know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to run for president with my sole and abiding policy will just be, let's make toilet paper here. How about when the Nile River gets backed up? It shouldn't affect the toilet paper supply here in America. How about none of this supply chain problems would be an issue at all if all of this stuff was manufactured here in America? The problem is you got to pay Americans a fair wage. You got to pay Americans enough so they can maintain the lifestyle of freedom and prosperity that they're used to. Not so when you employ the slave factories of China. And we're experiencing a little bit of trouble with that now as our supply chains continue to worsen. They continue to collapse. It's all a plan. Have we told you this for the last year? Yes. Yes, we have. Meanwhile, Texas governor bans all vaccine mandates in direct defiance of the Biden administration. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has banned any entity from trying to impose a vaccine mandate in the state. Abbott issued a statement urging that, quote, the COVID vaccine should always remain voluntary and never forced. So literally as simple as that. Literally as easy as that. Could have done it a year ago. Could have done it 6 months ago. Could have done it 3 months ago. That's it. That's it. It's over. It's just like, okay, you can't force people to take the vax. Stamp. It's done. Sign. Right? It's over. That's it. You can't do it anymore. Like, it's as simple as that. You can still take the vaccine. Like, nobody's telling you you can't take the vaccine. Please do. If you want to take the vaccine, I encourage you to take it like 4 or 5 times. I think you should just drink a whole vial of it every night before you go to sleep. I think it's great for you to do that. But you can't force anybody else to do it. And it's literally as simple as that. Whose freedom is this restricting? Absolutely nobody's. Whose freedom is it actually preserving? Absolutely everyone's. Literally no reason not to do this 6 months ago in every state. In every city, it's literally this simple. You can't force people to take a medical procedure they don't want. End of story. Go to hell. Meanwhile, Taiwan is part of China, Russia declares. Sergey Lavrov's comments mark the strongest indication yet that China under that Russia, rather, under Vladimir Putin would likely back China's takeover of Taiwan and its roughly 25 million people. Russia on Tuesday said Taiwan is recognized as part of China, brushing off concerns that recent air surveillance conducted by Beijing over Taiwan could escalate regional tensions. Don't you just love it when they're just like, oh, yeah, that country that's not China, it actually is China. We just figured this out. We just figured out that Taiwan actually doesn't exist as a nation, and it's always been part of China and always will be part of China. This is 1984, and the past is present, and present goes on forever. I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. I think you can just declare that other nations are actually a part of your nation and then take them over. And if they resist, they're actually the aggressive ones. That's how it works now. So there you go. Rising tension between China, Russia, and America. We'll have a very important and appropriate interview about this later in the program. Here it is, your meme of the day. Power to the working class, says the liberal. But oh no, Southwest has entered the chat. Now they're mad. You can't do that. Not that working class. No, you're supposed to be slaves, working class, just slaves.
People ask me all the time, Alex, the last 3 months or so, you've had explosive energy on top of your already very intense level of energy. What's happening? Well, it's the things that are happening in the world right now. That's got my blood up. But also, I've gotten back in the groove of religiously taking 3 products every single day. DNA Force Plus that's back in stock. Also, X2, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine that's essential for your immune system, your whole body. And, of course, at nighttime, Down and Out Sleep Aid that makes me have deeper, cleaner, restful sleep.
that, again, boosts my immune system and is good for every cell in my body and great for the spirit. All three of these products are in stock right now. They are 40% off in the case of DNA Force Plus and 50% off for 1 week only on Survival Shield X2. And, yes, until supplies last, we have Down and Out 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the trifecta. I suggest you check it out and experience what this does for your body today. By now you've heard me talk about the BioPros and how they're creating amazing products. They've done it again and have just released an entire suite of bioremediation products, bringing industrial-level technology to the everyday consumer. They're literally changing the industry with a revolutionary patented delivery system. The BioPros are excited to release BioDrain Pro, a product specifically designed to establish healthy drains, pipes, and overall plumbing systems. BioDrain Pro digests grease, fats, oil, sludge, paper, and organic matter with ease. It contains no chemicals, no GMOs, and is safe for black, gray holding tanks, sewer hoses, and plumbing. It is also human and animal safe. Get up to 20 treatments with the scoop for easy applications. Say goodbye to drain problems, gas buildup, and odor. Guaranteed. Just pour and add water. It's that simple. Visit thebiopros.com and see for yourself.
It was almost 15 years ago that I released my seminal film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And in that documentary, I predicted the globalists would establish world government by releasing a virus, demanding that there be worldwide lockdowns, and then triggering a collapse of our industrial society. And now they've done it. How did I know they would do it? Because they wrote books and white papers, and many of their own reports and internal meetings were leaked. You see, then I was tracking the Bilderberg Group, whose head at the time was Klaus Schwab, and our sources inside were confirming to us that they were indeed planning to launch this Great Reset. Well, we're now living in it. The purposeful collapse of the Third World and the First World, on its ashes, a tyrannical corporate world government, the total censorship, no due process, destruction of the family, and then incrementally more and more deadly injections of poison masquerading as vaccines to poison us and depopulate us. This is what InfoWars is fighting. We're fighting for the future. InfoWars emergency supply chain breakdown sale is only running for 1 week from Monday, October 11th, for 7 days. That's because a bunch of these products that we have in stock are of limited supply because, obviously, the supply chain breakdown that I've been warning you of now for 20 months, because that's part of the Great Reset and part of the globalist plan, that's what global lockdowns would then trigger. So we've not lowered the quality of any of our products. That means some of them have been sold out for more than 6 months, like DNA Force Plus. It is 40% off, but coming up in 1 week, it will go back to full price, and we probably won't have more for up to 6 months, ladies and gentlemen. So it's a chance to support the broadcast, get incredible products at the same time. Winter Sun, Ultra 12, they're both 50% off. They're going to go back to 10% off in a week as well. They're 50% off right now. Find these and more at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar while making your life a lot healthier.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. What a wild, wild, insane time we live in. You know, I'm trying to do a new thing where with Daily Dispatch, I try to keep it to just 10 stories. And I think it's good, but there's always so many more stories that really deserve to be in there. But, you know, they at least deserve to, you know, a lot of these stories I just need to spend a lot more time on. Because they are so important, or at least so illuminating as to what's going on in this world. We're going to continue to talk about this Loudoun County school board that's been sort of the focal point of the critical race theory and transgender debate. It's one of the main places where they started to arrest parents. But we'll go back to that in just a second. We'll continue to dive into that because the crew is putting together some clips right now that I think are necessary to fully understand what's going on here. So I want to show you some videos here. I think this is a very brilliant one. That this is kind of the type of stuff that that I wish InfoWarriors would kind of do a little bit more of. It's just a prank. It's just sort of your average YouTube TikTok prank, but it's more than that because it really illustrates exactly how manipulatable people are. It's clip number 5. It's called Social Obedience. Watches this guy stands outside of a store and convinces people to stand and allow him to lint brush them. He's got a lint brush. And he's going to lint brush everybody. And watch the way people just unquestioningly comply. It's like they don't even realize they're doing it. Watch this. You see people walk up. He sort of signals at them, all right, put your arms up. And they just do. And then he lint rolls them. He lint rolls them. He's not even pretending like it's a security thing. He's literally rolling their arms with a lint brush. And people just do it. They just accept it. They don't think about it. They don't go, wait, what? Why are you doing this? Like, he's literally rubbing the lint brush on their arm. So, like, it'd be one thing if he had a wand, right? If he had, like, a security wand. It's not, he doesn't even have a wand. He's got a lint brush. He's wearing, like, a tracksuit. He's not wearing a uniform. He has no authority whatsoever. This is just how people have been, programmed now. They just do what they're told. It's just thoughtless compliance with authority. Like, you know, I admit, even I at the beginning didn't understand what the big deal was about the masks. Cause it's kind of like, well, you know, if you're sick, you should wear a mask. Cause like, you know, I'd been to Japan, like I'd seen people do this before. It wasn't like totally new to me. This idea that you'd wear a mask while you were sick. I thought that was kind of cool that people did that in Asia. You know, if you have a cold, you wear a mask so you don't get other people sick. That made perfect sense to me. But I should have been a little bit more aware. I should have been a little bit more on the ball because this is the mindset that it's inculcating into the vast majority of people in America and all around the world. And it's not a small thing. It's not a subtle, you know, influence that the masks have. It's unquestioning obedience to authority. You don't think about it. You don't ask whether it's good or not. You just do it. You just have to do it. Even if it hurts, even if it's an inconvenience to you, you don't even think about it. You can tell in that video, people aren't like, they don't like look the guy up and down and are like, all right, I'll do this. It's just like some dude standing outside a store. It's like, hey, put your arms up and let me touch you. And they're just like, okay. And they just do it and then just go in. Like they don't even question it afterwards. Like it'd be one thing if like, you're like, oh, some sort of security thing. You're like, wait, that's a lint brush. Like, what are you doing? What is this? You know, like they don't even realize afterwards. They let him do it and then they just walk in. And like, I wonder, I'd love to see like an interview with these people once they're in the store. Be like, hey, why'd you let that guy do that? I doubt they'd even realize they did it. Honestly, I bet people would be like, what? Lint roller? Who? There's a guy in front of the store. I don't remember that. I don't think it even enters into these people's minds. I think that's how programmed they are. They just do as they're told. They're just automatons. I'd like to think I wouldn't do this. I'd like to think the people watching this show wouldn't just do this. Cause they just no questioning. It like, you know, that guy, I'm pretty sure that guy was waiting in line to do it. Like, I'm pretty sure these people are waiting in line. They like see somebody do it in front of them and then they wait their turn. You know, it reminds me of, and I've talked about it before because it was a phenomenon totally unique in my experience of life. Being in Washington DC and seeing people run red lights, or, you know, when the power would go out or something and all the red lights would be blinking red. And anywhere else I've been in my entire life, like Texas especially, like everybody knows what to do. You all take turns. You treat it like a four-way stop. Nobody goes, you go, you wait your turn. The next person goes. It's what you do because even though, yeah, you could just floor it through the red light, you could and you could get away with it. It's just, that's not conducive to safety or, you know, conveniently getting through for everybody. So you follow the rules and you do as you're supposed to do. But in DC, I swear to God, the power would go out, the red lights would be blinking and I would see it. I would see it happen. I'd see people sitting there in their cars. The car in front of them would go through the red light and then they would just drive through the red light. They wouldn't stop and wait their turn. Like if the car in front of them went, they would go. And then the person behind them would go and it would just be a stream of cars going through this red light while everybody else is sitting there waiting. And it's like, okay, are they being selfish where they're just like, well, I can, so I'm going to, and yeah, it screws everything else up, but who cares? I get mine. Like, is it just the selfishness that's, you know, making them do this? But I honestly think it was just the overwhelming sense I got was just like this sheep-like mentality of just like, even though they see the light is red, the people in front of them win. So they're like, I guess I go. I guess I just do what the person in front of me did, and I don't think about it, and I don't consider it, and I don't look around at my surroundings and see what the situation is. I just do what I'm told. I just do whatever the person in front of me is doing, right into the slaughterhouse, right? Just right into wherever they're trying to lead me. You just don't even think about it. Just do as you're told. It's the same sort of sense I get with that, where it's just like, well, the person in front of me stood there and let some guy lint roll him, so I guess I'll do it too. I guess why not? I'm wearing a mask already. I've already gotten vaccinated. I've already just done whatever they told me to do anyway, so I'll just keep doing whatever they tell me to do. I'll just keep mindlessly, you know, thoughtlessly obeying whoever happens to be telling me instructions at the time. Right? Like, this is the thing. It's one thing if you're obedient to authority. It's another thing if you're so in the mindset of obedience that it's not even authority that can order you around. It's just some dude wearing a sweatshirt with a backwards cap and a lint roller outside of a store. It's just like, yeah, put your arms up. You're just like, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I will obey. I am trained to obey. I am a robot. Please insert instruction. I will follow without question. And it's like what? I don't know. Just what are they doing? Just how did we get to this point? They just do. And I don't know. Call me crazy. That looks like D.C. Where do y'all think this is? I think this is Washington, D.C. That's my opinion. Actually, I want to find out now because it'll be very, very illuminating if that's actually what it is. So there you go. I mean, that to me it's not just the mask. I can't say like, oh, now that we're, oh yeah, here you go. You can do this yourself, guys. I do want to see InfoWarriors do this type of stuff. Just like, because we know, all right, we know that through the masks, but just a whole number of other, I mean, the social distancing, the lockdown stuff, like people just obeyed. They just did as they were told. I didn't lock down. I've never locked down. I've never not gone wherever the hell I want to go. I mean, some stores are closed. Sometimes, you know, you can't. But like the idea that you have to listen to anybody is a lie. It's a complete illusion. You can be as free as you want to be. You can do whatever the hell you want to do as long as it's not illegal. Even if it is illegal, even if it is a mandate or whatever they're going to try to say, you don't have to listen to any of these people. You don't have to do what any of these people say. These people are not your authority. They have no legitimate oversight or, you know, power over you. So let's break the conditioning. And that's exactly what this is. Let's break the conditioning. That what you saw there is the conditioning. Break through that. Don't just obey whoever the hell tells you to do whatever the hell they want you to do. You know, I always say power is control. They only have this power if you give it to them. He's not forcing anybody to do this. He's not threatening anybody with retribution if they don't do it. They're just surrendering their power to him without even questioning. Don't do that.
So if you understand that this is not FDA approved, it's totally experimental, it's never been given to human beings before, some of the ingredients inside of these shots have never been injected in human beings before. There are no long-term studies. We don't know what's going to happen inside your body somewhere 4 to 6 weeks after your second injection, or 4 to 6 months, or even 2 years. We have no idea whether it's going to cause infertility, whether it's going to cause cancer, how bad your autoimmune disease is going to be.
My conclusion, after looking at this for a long time and listening to the arguments for these masks, I've determined that if you're a medical doctor or a scientist that's spouting using these masks, you're either being played or you're being paid.
Secure your copy of COVIDland today at COVIDland.com. And if you order by October 6th, you get a free copy of Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, bro.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence. Get the product. Support the info.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products, Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it definitely works. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Back in stock, down and out liquid sleep support. It's been out of stock for a while. It's one of three sleep aids we have at InfoWarsStore.com. This one has been very popular. It sold off the shelves. It's back in stock, down and out liquid sleep support. This is probably the strongest sleep aid that we have, I would say. Knockout, Rocket Rest, both great. Comes in pill form. This is the liquid tincture, and I think this is probably the most powerful one. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. This is, if you haven't done an iodine challenge yet, you haven't done the iodine challenge, what are you waiting for? Now is the time. Super Male and Super Female Vitality. Living Defense Plus and the Organic Greens Fiber Caps. We have a limited supply of these right now, but we want to sell them all out so we can order a new batch. It was very popular. The Organic Greens Fiber Caps. But we have all kinds of other great supplements that are great for so many different things. Take advantage of those.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
What are they trying to do?
That's the missing piece. But it's not hard to imagine a government hiding, hoarding alien technology for 70 years at the expense of human life and the future of the planet. Driven not only by corporate greed, but a darker objective.
The takeover of America.
And then the world itself, by any means necessary, however violent or cruel or efficient. By severe drought, brought on by weather wars, conducted secretly using aerial contaminants and high-altitude electromagnetic waves, in a state of perpetual war, to create problem, reaction, solution scenarios to distract, enrage, and enslave American citizens at home, with tools like the Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act, which abridge the Constitution in the name of national security. The militarization of police forces in cities across the U.S., the building of prison camps by the Federal Emergency Management Agency with no stated purpose, the corporate takeover of food and agriculture, pharmaceuticals and healthcare, even the military in clandestine agendas to fat and dull, sicken and control a populace already consumed by consumerism.
And I encourage you all to go shopping more.
A government that taps your phone, collects your data, and monitors your whereabouts with impunity. A government preparing to use that data against you when it strikes and the final takeover begins.
The takeover of America.
By a well-oiled and well-armed multinational group of elites that will cull, kill, and subjugate.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty accurate. Pretty darn accurate. That clip was from the X-Files, I guess, the remake of the X-Files. The amazing thing about that clip is, like, removing the conspiracy aspect of it, just looking at each individual point he made, they're undeniably true, right? Only when looking at it in totality do you see, oh, this is all a single plan. This is all one single scheme moving forward. But nothing he said there is disprovable. Nothing that he mentioned
is not verifiable with mainstream sources and you know, eyewitness testimony. Like, even the most outrageous thing that he's talking about. I mean, I guess the only thing that you couldn't actually, you know, prove would be the fact that he said that they've been hiding alien technology for 70 years. But besides that, when he's talking about weather machines, it sounds crazy, right? Except they exist and they're actively using them. And China, in December of 2020, announced they were giving a green light to their 20,000-person weather manipulation program. They made it rain in the UAE with drones, cloud seeding in like 120-degree weather and creating a downpour where there wasn't one. HAARP was put back online in April of this year, I believe, or around that time. But HAARP had been closed down for several years, and it fired back up. That's the ionospheric heating using radio waves, exactly as he described it. Like everything he said, from the militarization of police to the takeover of the food system, the pharmaceutical system by the very same companies, you know, all under a parent company owning all of these things, the mainstream media, the manipulation of politicians, the building of FEMA camps, like all of that is true. All of that is true. And the amazing thing is, people that think we're dangerous conspiracy theorists, you can go through one by one and they will acknowledge every one of those things. Show them the totality and go, look, this is all one big plan. This is all, you know, these things are not disseparate. It's not a coincidence that we have endless war, away, you know, overseas and a militarized police at home. It's actually a part of the same programs, part of the same military industrial complex program where the same equipment being sent overseas to fight an endless war against like religious fanatics on the other side of the earth is then sent back home and you deployed on the streets of America. And the, you know, police departments are told you'll be defunded if you don't accept this training and equipment that portrays the American people as enemy combatants, you know, to be treated on a warlike footing. I mean, all of this is one singular plan. So this is the amazing achievement of the New World Order. This is the incredible ability of the New World Order to have everybody aware of each one of these individual things but be incapable of drawing them together. It's like you can all see the stars in the sky, but you cannot see the constellation for the life of you. You know, it's right there. It's clearly there. It's clearly in the shape of, you know, titanium shackles around your neck, right? So everybody knows that all of these things individually are going on. Everybody knows these individual things are all true. And I think one of the ways they've been able to do this, obviously, is by bringing race into it. And they just say, well, if you really want to fight back against these evil people doing things, then it's white people that you're mad at. And that just, you know, kind of like they did with the Black Lives Matter, right? How effective has Black Lives Matter been at stopping police brutality? Not at all, has it? No, it's still happening. In fact, we have stories that, again, sort of confirm what I've said over and over again. Defunding the police is simply privatizing the police, as I can't remember exactly where it is, but I think it's in Atlanta. Oh, there it is. Seattle small businesses forced to hire private security over reduced police presence. Right. So we know what's happening here. You defund the police. That means the lower class, the middle class, the people that can't afford it are left without security, but people who can afford it have private security that aren't even under the same restrictions that community police might operate under. So, I mean, this is obvious. Like, this is obviously the plan. This is obviously what they're trying to do. So people sort of recognize it, and instead of denying that this sort of stuff is happening, they divert attention into other stuff that's going on, right? Oh, you want to stop factory farming, right? You want to stop this disgusting form of meat production where the animals are tortured, they're pumped full of all sorts of horrible hormones and growth additives, and then they're fed, you know, GMO corn that's completely disgusting, and then you spray atrazine and petricides on it, it's killing all of the wildlife around and turning the frogs gay and having all sorts of other horrible effects. It's like, wow, all of that's horrible. And they're like, yeah, so I guess you have to eat bugs now. And I guess, you know, you're not allowed to drive your car, and we'll go ahead and install a tracking system on your phone. And you're going to have to live in a pod and don't have children. And it's like, no, that's not the solution. It's not the solution at all. You've simply taken my outrage at what is obviously happening and then diverted it to enslave me even more. Very clever of you, but we're not falling for it. So I think that's just an amazing clip from the X-Files. Because again, one by one, you can go through every one of the points that he made and prove it. Undeniably, and everybody out there, if they are not completely brainwashed, have to acknowledge that it's happening. It's just they cannot conceive of the fact that the same people manipulating the weather are the same people telling you to eat bugs because of climate change. It doesn't compute to them. They can't handle the fact that the same people organizing your anti-police rallies are the same ones giving the police tanks. Like it doesn't make any sense to them. They can't cogitate such diverse concepts in their mind, and yet there it is. So it seems absurdly obvious to the rest of us, but to the wide vast majority of Americans, they see all of the individual things going on. They see all of the stars in the sky. They cannot see the constellation, even though it's biting them in the ass. Incredible stuff. I can't believe we've already gone through the first hour of this program. I've got a lot of videos still to show you, a lot of stories still to cover. And, of course, in the third hour, we'll be playing the interview that I did yesterday with David Pine to discuss the very important and, seemingly all-important topic of war with China and Russia. And, of course, we'll also get into the groundbreaking revelations of the Arizona audit that showed that about one out of every 10 ballots in Maricopa County in the 2020 election was missing its original ballot image, meaning it shouldn't have been counted, meaning that you had almost 300,000 votes unaccounted for, you're falsified or not actual legitimate votes in one county, in one red state. So you have one red county in one red state with 300,000, nearly 300,000 ballots that shouldn't have been counted. Can you possibly imagine what the situation is in Detroit? Can you possibly imagine what Georgia would look like under a forensic audit of this level? Could you possibly imagine how California would look as a state if you went through county by county and discovered something at the scale that's been discovered in Maricopa County? Our entire system is so utterly corrupt and devastated by this criminality, and we can't even talk about it. It's absolutely absurd. Of course, we can talk about it because we're InfoWars, and that's what we're here for, and we're only able to be here to do this because you go to InfoWarsStore.com and you purchase the incredible products at the mind-blowing prices that we have them on. I mean, like we always say, these would sell out at full price, and they would be well worth it, but we continue to give you massive discounts. InfoWarsStore.com, of course, BrainForce Ultra is and continues to be my favorite new product that we've come out with, this beautiful glass bottle with how many servings are in this? 48 servings in this single bottle. So every serving, in my opinion, it does about the same as a Red Bull. It does about the same as some sort of energy drink. So you're paying about, when it's on discount, about 50 cents when, for an energy drink, you'd be paying $5.
A little more than 20 years ago, Japanese scientists discovered and were able to isolate a compound that is naturally in nature and in foods we eat, but in very, very low amounts. It's called PQQ or bio-PQQ. When you have the organic form of it, it does amazing things. It actually makes your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, but makes them last longer. That's basically the same thing. So it's as close to the fountain of youth as you're going to get. Well, DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 6 months. It's back in stock, the highest quality, PQQ, CoQ10, and so much more. This entire formula is about cleaning out your cells and helping your body last longer, and that is so incredibly important. We have it at 40% off, despite the fact it's been sold out for 6 months, at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. If you haven't tried DNA Force Plus, you really should, and for those of you that love it, it's back in stock, 40% off, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus.
God created each and every one of us with free will. But we look at the world system now openly announcing the mark of the beast. Everything that it's attempting to do is built around getting rid of our free will and making us bow down and submit and turn our very bodies, our very productivity, our very genetics, our very future over to them. They want control of procreation. They want control of the relationships between men and women. They want to bring a form of living death to our society and our civilization. All of us were formed and made in God's mind, in God's image, and given free will. And make no mistake, all of you alive today were created by God to be alive in this special time so that you could make the right decision in free will and stand against evil. And then, for eternity, win the great birthright prize of being aligned with God.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
How safe is the Pfizer COVID vaccine? We are investigating the death of a South Florida doctor who passed away 2 weeks after getting his shot.
There are other countries that if you had a pre-existing condition, and let's say the virus caused you to go to the ICU and then have a heart or kidney problem, some countries are recording that as a heart issue or a kidney issue and not a COVID-19 death. Someone dies with COVID-19, we are counting that.
Everybody sees that the vaccine's killing people. Everybody sees it isn't a vaccine. Everybody sees the liability protection. Everybody sees the world ID. Everybody sees Fauci cooking it up with Daszak under Bill Gates' control and admitting they made it and wanted to release it open air and create the exact virus.
We have to bring this epidemic to an end, primarily by getting the vaccine out in large numbers to the entire world. And we have to make sure that we're ready, because there will be another pandemic. And there's so many lessons about, how we weren't prepared, how we should have handled things differently. And, you know, when that's clearly in our mind, those investments need to be made.
But still, oh, you're censored. Oh, still, you're fired. Oh, still, you're on investigation leave. You're on investigatory leave. University of California, Irvine has placed their director of medical ethics, Dr. Aaron Carlady, on investigatory leave after he challenged the constitutionality of the UC vaccine mandate. There he is putting his money and life on the line because he knows the evil's gotten too great. But they're creating their army of people that'll follow orders. They're purging the military, they're purging the police, they're purging the whole system and putting their useful idiots in there. Pfizer officially announces it's coming for your children. Key article of videos on Infowars.com. Despite the fact that the younger you are, they've done studies and tried to cover them up. It's coming out of 2-year-olds and 5-year-olds. Massive heart attacks, deaths, and they suppress the deaths. It's all going to be coming out soon, folks.
Tonight, the city of Los Angeles passing a sweeping new vaccine mandate. Customers will now need to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test, not only at bars, clubs, and big events, but also at indoor restaurants, gyms, shopping malls, nail salons, movie theaters, and venues like the Staples Center, starting November 4th.
And Los Angeles County Sheriff refuses to enforce vaccine mandate.
The issue has become so politicized, there are entire groups of employees that are willing to be fired and laid off rather than get vaccinated. So I don't want to be in a position to lose 5-10% of my workforce overnight on a vaccine mandate.
But just like Biden just said, globalism is corporate tyranny. And the corporations lobby the government. They want governmental power. So they have the executive give the order. The executive gets the heat. He's just a puppet. And then big tech and big media and the airlines, all of them are the big banks. They can do whatever they want.
Mandate people to do things that they may not want to do. But sometimes for the greater good of society, you have to do that.
You got to start telling people if you don't get vaccinated, you can't come into this office or this place of business.
We really need to make it clear that there are privileges associated with being an American. That if you wish to have these privileges, you need to get vaccinated.
Video illustrates how COVID vaccines have totally backfired. Well, they didn't backfire. It's like saying dropping a bomb on Hiroshima or Nagasaki, that the A-bombs backfired. No, they were meant to detonate and kill people. And you can see the worldwide deaths from all over the world. Burma, Brazil, Cambodia, they're just going in 2 minutes in this video that's on Infowars.com to the countries. and it's all the same. It's incredible. You take the shot, and in a few weeks, it just explodes, if not within a few days. Wow. Because it generates the very virus in your body, makes the spike protein. The shell of the virus makes you sick. And you have the biggest spikes ever seen. Doesn't matter. It's Israel, Gibraltar, Singapore, England, the United States, Jordan, Malaysia. And it's all right there. The majority of people dying, the majority of people getting sick have had the shot. Be very clear. The fact that InfoWars is having trouble funding itself is not the fault of our amazing listeners and supporters. It is the fault of the globalists. When we can get enough of our great supplements and other products in, we're able to sell enough of it to stay on air and, quite frankly, even expand in the face of the New World Order. But because of the supply chain breakdowns that were very easy to predict for the global lockdowns, they're designed to do that, we have had real problems getting our best-selling products in. Some of them take up to 10 months to get in. We've had to discontinue some of our products because we just can't get the ingredients anymore. It's pretty scary stuff. So please take advantage of sales we're running for 1 week only. There's only 1 week left from October 11th for 7 days. Kicks off October 11th on things like DNA Force Plus at 40% off, Winter Sun at 50% off, Ultra 12 at 50% off, and more at InfoWarsStore.com. 1 week left. Check out these incredible deals.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Second hour of American Journal. I'll go ahead and give out the phone number right now if you want to call in. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. We'll be taking your calls throughout this hour. In the next hour, I'll be playing an interview that I did yesterday with David Pine about the biggest threat we face right now, which is the combined might of Russia and China and the threat of nuclear exchange. So we'll be doing that in the third hour. But this hour, we will be taking your calls and continuing to talk about the absolute madness that we're seeing across this entire country. Again, give us a call, 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. So the story of American citizens versus the school board has taken quite a winding trail to get to where we are now. I'm trying to think of even where to begin. Of course, it began with people realizing that the school boards not only were forcing their kids to wear masks in complete contradiction of the science that's available, vaccine mandates on the children. I also went as far back as last year when they were forcing kids to stay home and not participate in school life, despite the fact that children were practically immune to, you know, the most serious effects of COVID. Parents started getting a little bit mad. And what they found was that when they would go and express their heartfelt concerns to the school board, they would be laughed at. They would be mocked. They would have their mic cut off. And the people sitting behind that little dais would continue to do whatever the hell they wanted to do, regardless of how the parents felt about it. And they would mock the parents for thinking that they would ever have anything to say about what their children would be taught. And I think that's really where it started, with the masks and that sort of stuff. But it quickly became apparent that the parents themselves were not just concerned about the masks, but concerned about what their children were being taught, the critical race theory, the perversions, the pornographic material that was on the approved reading list, the open religious indoctrination of their children, not in any religion that the parents would recognize, not Christianity, not any sort of, God-fearing religion, but rather a godless, social justice sort of religion. Objectionable, provocative, offensive, unsuitable, unacceptable, dangerous, banned. You are not allowed to talk about any of this stuff. You're not allowed to read the books that tell you things like, I don't know, the men who died at the Alamo were heroes, things like that. And so, of course, the parents got mad, and that anger was magnified by the disrespectful way that the school board responded to it. The school board decided, hey, we're just going to not have parents tell us what they think anymore. We're just going to stop having, public feedback time. We are just now the dictators who have a free rein over the education and the growth and the mindset of your children. And if you dare to oppose us, we'll simply send the cops after you. We'll shut it down. We'll arrest you. And this is, of course, accelerated to the point where, without permission of the 90,000 members of the National School Board Association, the president of that association took it upon himself to write a letter to the FBI to demand that these concerned parents be treated like domestic terrorists and have the Patriot Act used on them, essentially. And the FBI was without any hesitation, delay, consideration, or respect for the Constitution, said, yeah, great, we'll do that. We will go ahead and treat these people like domestic terrorists. Why not? They're concerned parents, after all. They're speaking their mind at a public forum. Why shouldn't they be considered domestic terrorists? And one of the more incendiary moments of this entire odyssey was a man being arrested at the Loudoun County School Board meeting. And Loudoun County seemed to be sort of a hot flashpoint for all of what was going on. Loudoun County seemed completely invulnerable to the opinions of their parents and very extreme in their application of critical race theory and a number of other very progressive ideas. What we didn't realize was the backstory behind exactly what this video represented. And I'm sure you all remember it. It was Loudoun County, a parent being arrested and forcibly removed by police for being a little bit out of order and a little bit too rambunctious there, as he told the school board to not let his daughter be raped. Yes, that is actually the backstory to it. That's what we're learning now. And the story from Daily Wire is really just, I guess horrific is the only word to phrase it. But as I read this narrative that describes what happened that day, you can really picture perfectly clear what it's like to be in a Jim Jones-style death cult. Because here's what happened minutes before this video that you're now seeing on screen. Minutes before Smith's arrest at the school board meeting, the Loudoun County Public School superintendent lectured the public that concerns about transgender policy were misplaced because the school system had no record of any assault occurring in any bathroom. Then a woman wearing a rainbow heart shirt, a left-wing community activist, told Smith she did not believe his daughter, she said. So Smith goes and says that a boy sexually assaulted his ninth grade daughter on school property during school time. He was wearing a dress, went into the girl's bathroom and sexually assaulted his daughter while she was alone and defenseless in a bathroom at school where ostensibly she should probably feel pretty safe. This naturally would cause a little bit of outrage. Frankly, I'm surprised it hasn't caused more, but that's beside the point. He goes to the school board meeting and tries to tell the people that his ninth grade daughter was sexually assaulted by a boy in a bathroom as a direct result of the transgender policy. Now, what would happen if you went in front of a Jim Jones congregation and told them that Jim Jones touched you inappropriately? You think they'd listen to you nicely? You think they'd have concern? You think they would have just the human decency to listen to your story and have the empathy to understand what it would be like to be this dad? No, of course not. They're death cult members. They're suicide cult members. Your daughter deserved that, and you're the bad person for, claiming otherwise. So can you possibly imagine your daughter being sexually assaulted? You bring this up to the school board. The school board tells you it's imaginary. It never happened because they don't have a record of it, because they didn't bother to record the record of it. And then to have another person wearing a rainbow shirt with a heart, right? You can just imagine the human skin wearing piece of filth that's like wearing a happy shirt and maybe has like a funny hat and is like, yeah, I don't believe you. I don't believe that your daughter got raped. I think you're lying. I think you're full of crap. You can just imagine the red mist going over your eyes as you descend into primordial state of barbarous madness that this would drive you into, obviously. They say his rage reached a boil, and he had a heated exchange of words with the woman, which I think is rather measured, considering the situation. A police officer there to keep the peace in the meeting pulled on his arm. Smith yanked it away, and before he knew it, Smith says he was hit in the face, handcuffed, and dragged across the floor with his pants pulled down. Images of the incident were splashed on television and newspapers across the world. And he, of course, was subsequently deemed a domestic terrorist. The country's progressive top elective prosecutor, who has close ties with the school board's most liberal members, appeared in court personally to personally prosecute Smith for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. Bibaraj, that's the person's name, ran on a platform of ending mass incarceration, but she wanted to put Smith in jail for his misdemeanors. Misdemeanors, I remind you, of raising his voice when somebody told him his daughter essentially deserved to be raped because it's progressive. He didn't hit anybody. I don't know if I made that clear. He didn't assault anybody. He didn't attack anybody. He didn't do anything. He raised his voice, and when a cop tried to grab him, he pulled his arm away, and then he was beaten, humiliated, and is now under arrest for this. This is America in the world 2021. This is a world we have allowed them to create. And this is the despicable satanic regime these back the blue cops, these defenders of our freedom, are now serving. And that's just where it starts. I'll tell you more on the other side.
It's time to protect your privacy. It's time to come to grips with the fact that even though you don't have anything to hide, criminals, hackers, corporations, big tech, government are stealing all of your data and creating a map and a database of where you go and what you do. So in the future, under their globalist takeover, they can shut you down. Protecting your privacy, protecting your credit cards, protecting your bank accounts, protecting your photos, protecting everything that's on your phone is paramount. That's why everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com. We're carrying a huge new line of very compliant, made in America products that have 100% reviews and are simply incredible. It's a 360 win. Protect your privacy and shop at InfoWars to support the overall InfoWar against the globalists, a true 360 win. Get your Faraday cages at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the new line. It's amazing. Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank. You'd have to be hiding under a rock not to know that vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, and other essential vitamins and minerals are essential to our bodies, to our immune systems. If we don't have them long-term, we die. But what a lot of people don't know is even if you have those compounds, the levels that are recommended, if you don't have deep, restful, clean sleep, your body will fall apart even faster. And with so many chemicals in the food and water and so much agitation in the culture and life, it's hard to settle down. It's hard to relax. Well, let me tell you something right now. Down and Out is an incredibly strong, natural compound. It's got over 8 compounds in it that will give you deep, pure, clean sleep. And it's such a game changer. So with all the vitamins and minerals, the last big ingredient is Down and Out, available again at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. And you know what? I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out, even though we've already sold out a half of it in just the last month, and we probably aren't going to have more for about 5 months. The average person on the face of this incredible planet is still unaware that there's a war between free individuals and nation states on one side and the globalist on the other, who are literally trying to create a post-human world. From the United States to Brazil, and of course triggered by the Brexit in the UK, nations were pulling out of the private corporate fascist world government. That's why they launched their Great Reset and their program after collapsing us of Build Back Better. This is nothing more than a top-down vertical consolidation of the world economy. And because they couldn't take our guns, and because we wouldn't bow, because the left, which is the ideology of this world government system, couldn't win, they released a biological weapon on us. Now we know, 2 years ago. We learned about it about 20 months ago. It's that simple. They can't beat us because of our free speech and our guns. So the global corporate combine released COVID-19, and you know the rest is history. Expose this paradigm, and we win.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Say the more you read this story, the more despicable it comes. It's absolutely incredible. So, it continues. On October 6th, according to the Loudoun County Sheriff's Office, a 15-year-old was charged with sexual battery and abduction after police said he forced a girl into an empty classroom, held her against her will, and touched her inappropriately. Lancaster says the suspect is the same boy that allegedly attacked Smith's daughter. We're learning this lesson over and over again. If somebody is a criminal, you don't punish them for their criminality. They tend to continue to do the criminal thing and continue to victimize innocent people. On May 28th, Stonebridge High School called Smith to come to the school where they told him that his 15-year-old daughter had just been in a physical altercation in a bathroom with a male, Smith says. Yeah, you see the way they frame that? It kind of could be her fault. It's kind of her fault, isn't it? When you're in a physical altercation with somebody, that doesn't mean you're attacked, right? They didn't say she was attacked. They didn't say she was a victim of a beating or a victim of assault. They said there was a physical altercation. She must have done something with somebody else, and it got a little bit out of control. So now they're calling the parent in. When he arrived at the school for this physical altercation, he determined that what had happened was not a case of his daughter being beaten up. It was far more serious. The school said it was handling the incident in-house, and Smith was dumbfounded. Deputies from the sheriff's office ultimately responded to the school not to investigate the alleged rape of the child, Smith said, but because school administrators called the police on him for making a scene about it. Police cars showed up, like it was a SWAT team. He says, thank God I drew enough attention to it without getting arrested that we got an escort to the hospital where they administered a rape kit that night, Smith said. A SANE exam and a buccal swab, his lawyer said, later came back favorable to the prosecution's case, meaning it showed that there had, in fact, been a sexual assault. At 4:48 p.m. on the day of the incident, the principal sent out an email to the community that claimed nothing jeopardizing student safety had occurred, painting Smith as the villain and offering counsel services for the witnesses of Smith's blow-up. Can you possibly imagine? So apparently the records of these students, because they're minors, are sealed, but they did reveal that on the same day that this occurred, there was a report with the offense of forcible sodomy and sexual battery, matching the date and location. So, of course, this has made the guy a little bit angry, a little bit mad, as you would be. So he goes and talks to the school board about this, and just, again, it's like, this poor guy is still just in this death cult mindset where it's just like, they're like, we're fine with gay and lesbian people. Like we want to make sure everybody knows we're not bigoted at all. It's like, well, your daughter was raped. So maybe stop being concerned about insulting the people who are actively allowing your daughter to be raped at school. Okay. Let's not worry about the feelings that you might hurt in this situation. Please. Can we have a little bit of a backbone here? From the dais, the school board member Beth Parts painted such concerns as paranoia and prejudice, saying our students do not need to be protected. They are not in danger, she said. Do we have assaults in our bathroom or locker rooms regularly? Was that the accusation? Regularly that this happened? Or did it happen once, and maybe you should have a shred of humanity to understand that one is far, far more than enough? One life ruined, right? One young girl raped at school? Yeah, maybe it was like, yeah, but is it regular? Yeah, but is it happening every, until it happens like once a day, we're not concerned about it. It's just the typical tactic, right? It's the same thing like when you ask Anthony Fauci about like, aren't there hordes of tens of thousands of COVID positive patients coming across the border? And it's like, he won't answer that, but he will say, the illegal immigrants are not the ones driving the latest wave of COVID. It's like, that's not what we asked. We didn't ask if it was a regular thing. We didn't ask if the illegals coming across the border are the ones causing all of COVID in all of America. Obviously, that's not the concern, but it's a way to put off the concern and claim, you know, it's to lie. They're just lying. So somebody else named Schwerm, that's like worm with an SH in front of it, Schwerm, noted that Smith was wearing a shirt with the name of his plumbing business on it. And she goes, oh, I'm going to ruin your business on social media. So, I mean, can you possibly imagine how we got to this point and where this goes? You have a father whose daughter was raped in school because of the policies that these people put forward. And when he tries to bring it up, they call the police on him. They humiliate him. They arrest him. They're charging him now with disturbing the peace. They send out alerts about how he's a danger and for, you know, counseling services for people who witnessed him being angry. Like, this is beyond anything I could have ever possibly imagined. And it's unbelievably disturbing. And sort of the most disturbing part about this is that according to this story, the girl who was raped has doubled down on the leftist indoctrination that she's being taught at school. She actually wanted to not have this be a big deal, so it didn't affect the progressivism that actually allowed this to occur. Unbelievably disturbing, but it's not exactly surprising. I'd like to go now to a video of a parent describing her ordeal with the Jim Jones cult, and tell me if this isn't exactly the same thing that we're experiencing on a nationwide scale here as evidenced in Loudoun County. Let's watch.
So about 300 of us stood up, and each one of us got whipped three times with a belt. And it really hurt. So afterwards, though, I thought, well, you know, you discipline children when they do something wrong. I discipline my children. I whip them if they've done something wrong. Maybe it's not so terrible to put ourselves on a level of childlike trust. This is my father, and therefore, if he's trying to teach me a lesson, I should accept that. Then the whippings got worse and worse. Our daughter was beaten 75 times with a board. And it was very difficult to justify that. In fact, while she was being beaten, I hated Jim Jones. I wanted to leave that church. I wanted to take my children to a safe place. But afterwards, there was no accurate feedback. I couldn't come to anybody and say, wasn't that terrible? Because every person was saying what a beautiful thing it was. And even Linda, who had been beaten, was saying, now I really feel like I understand the rules of the church. And Jim Jones helped me a lot.
Yeah, it's a death cult, folks. It's a death cult. Here's the quote from the article. Though Smith's daughter had allegedly been raped and separately beaten at school, the team had adopted increasingly strong progressive views over the course of her tenure at LCPS. Where did she get these ideas? From school, obviously, Jess said, not from our home. So there you go. There you go. In the new progressive, wonderful America, you know, your daughter might be raped at school, and if you dare complain about it, you'll be labeled a domestic terrorist, charged with a crime, facing prison time. Other people in your school, other parents, will go out of their way to dox and destroy your business. You'll have to erect a fence around your house, as Smith did, to keep out the media as they hound you unto death. It's a death cult.
InfoWars Emergency Supply Chain Breakdown Sale is only running for 1 week from Monday, October 11th for 7 days. That's because a bunch of these products that we have in stock are of limited supply because, obviously, the supply chain breakdown that I've been warning you of now for 20 months, because that's part of the Great Reset and part of the globalist plan, that's what global lockdowns would then trigger. So we've not lowered the quality of any of our products. That means some of them have been sold out for more than 6 months, like DNA Force Plus. It is 40% off, but coming up in 1 week, it will go back to full price, and we probably won't have more for up to 6 months, ladies and gentlemen. So it's a chance to support the broadcast, get an incredible product at the same time. Winter Sun, Ultra 12, they're both 50% off. They're going to go back to 10% off in a week as well. They're 50% off right now. Find these and more at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar while making your life a lot healthier.
A little more than 20 years ago, Japanese scientists discovered and were able to isolate a compound that is naturally in nature and in foods we eat, but in very, very low amounts. It's called PQQ or bio-PQQ. When you have the organic form of it, it does amazing things. It actually makes your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, but makes them last longer. That's basically the same thing. So it's as close to the fountain of youth as you're going to get. Well, DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 6 months. It's back in stock, the highest quality PQQ, CoQ10, and so much more. This entire formula is about cleaning out your cells and helping your body last longer, and that is so incredibly important. We have it at 40% off, despite the fact it's been sold out for 6 months, at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. If you haven't tried DNA Force Plus, you really should, and for those of you that love it, it's back in stock, 40% off, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus. The engineers at BioPros are very excited to announce a major expansion of new products into the retail consumer market. Since their rollout of their first product almost a year ago, they've come out with four new products. BioDrain Pro, BioRV Pro, BioMarine Pro, and BioPorta Pro. For decades, oil companies and other major chemical corporations have been using patented, naturally occurring, specially bred bacteria to eat oil spills and other toxic waste disasters. That's how powerful these naturally occurring microbes are. The BioPro system is light years better than traditional enzymes that only work once. These bacteria begin to breed and live in your septic tank. And now it's available for the general public's use for the first time on the retail market, exclusively available at thebiopros.com.
I want to explain something that is absolutely key to understanding our world, and it's very, very simple, but that most people don't know. The privately owned central banks of the world are artificially creating thousands of trillions of dollars in other major currencies and using them to buy up infrastructure, intellectual property, energy. They're using it to buy people, to buy influence. And in the past, they created thousands of trillions so that they could leverage that, manipulate markets, but they never allowed that money to get into the general circulation or it would cause massive inflation. Now they've gone ahead and weaponized it and are flooding every sector of the world economy, buying up everything. Not to have the companies operate, but to actually shut them down and force the collapse of civilization, making the companies they do fund be the only things left standing. This is the Great Reset. This is what's happening now. Warn everyone. It's the only way to stop it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. American Journal here on InfoWars.com. Very exciting announcement here brought to us by a caller who wants us to announce, and I'm very happy to do so, that on Sunday, October 24th at 8 p.m. in New Orleans, Louisiana, there will be a large COVID land viewing party at New Orleans Rock and Bowl Bowling Alley. So some patriotic info warriors there in New Orleans, Louisiana are renting out the whole bowling alley in order to show a big COVID land viewing party. I think this is absolutely fantastic. If you are in the area, I encourage you to go and watch this and get to know each other and, you know, help build this community and help spread the word about COVID land. And please do take pictures and videos and send it in because we'd love to help you celebrate this as well. Again, Sunday, October 24th at 8 p.m. at New Orleans Rockin' Bowl in New Orleans, Louisiana, COVID land viewing party. It's a big venue, and it should be a lot of fun. So if you're in New Orleans, I encourage you to take advantage of that and get together with your fellow Info Warriors. With that, we go out to the phone lines. We have David in Orange County, who is a pilot and wants to discuss what's happening. Thanks for calling in, David. What is happening?
Hey, Harrison, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Perfect. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, clearly, you know, it was not inclement weather or, you know, anything else except for, yeah, there are people or there are pilots that are, you know, basically calling in sick, walking off the job. I've got buddies that that fly for that airline. I do fly for an airline as well. So does my wife. Obviously, we're not going to say who, but we were both given a very small window to submit a request for either a religious or medical exemption. The window is so small that there's almost no way that we could meet with our doctors in the small window they gave us to try and get that letter, because obviously doctors are busy or whatever. And then, you know, trying to get the religious exemption, there's no guidance from either our company or our union of how to write that to increase the chances of success of being approved for those exemptions. So there's a lot of pilots that are just so frustrated and furious with the companies for not giving us any guidance or really any way to get past these ridiculous mandates.
Right.
Yeah, my wife and I both had COVID, you know, early on. We both rarely get sick. And just a quick plug, you know, I take the iodine, the vitamin C, and TurboForce is really a huge one for me, because I fly for an airline where, you know, there's occasionally some flights that are late at night, and it certainly helps to get through, you know, flying those red eyes, which I'm sure anybody listening, you know, knows what it's like if you do that red eye across the country. You know, imagine us up there. You know, we tried to do everything we can to obviously stay awake all that and then try to sleep the next day. So that's where, you know, it's come and help with the sleep supplement.
Right. Not a lot of room for, you know, if we get a little tired up there, you gotta be on your game when you're flying one of those beasts.
Absolutely. And that's the thing too, is a lot of times flying with another pilot who has the opposite perception of the world or point of view, or, you know, there's a lot of times I see, you know, the other guy I'm flying with sometimes is reading articles from CNN or MSNBC, and then they turn to me and they're like, oh, can you believe this? And they start spouting basically the left narrative. And, you know, when we're in the air on our way across the country, that's not the time to get into that debate, because what if we get to that destination? We need to be working together as a team, not me looking over at him going, oh, I resent him for the way he thinks.
Right.
And if I start talking, I know they're going to do the same over to me. But the other big point that I wanted to talk about that I'm almost not hearing anyone discuss, and I wish more pilots would come forward and talk about it, is that for all of us that fly airlines, we have to maintain an FAA medical exam certificate. So every 12 months, we have to go in and basically go through a medical exam with an FAA medical examiner. And taking any one of these shots could interfere with us either having that certificate void or not being able to pass a future medical exam.
Right.
We need that exam. We need that certificate to work, to fly, to continue our careers. And if I take one of these shots and that prevents me from passing a future medical exam, or it voids the one I have and I have to try and fight and get it back, which is damn near impossible. So if that happens, there's nothing from the airline. Who's going to pay for my, you know, the rest of my salary? I have, you know, 30 years left in the industry before they mandatory retirement. Who's going to pay for me to continue on if I take one of these shots? I can't sue I can't sue Pfizer, Moderna, or J&J. They're obviously all immune from liability. The airline, can I sue them? You know, I mean, none of them are giving any kind of like, hey, if you get injured from the shot, here's what we're going to do. None of them are talking about that.
Right, right.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just like, yeah, good luck to you. You know, not even a sorry. I mean, it's just the most evil we've ever seen from companies like this. And I wish more pilots would come forward and talk about, like, you know, we need to maintain that medical certificate. How is taking an experimental shot going to let us keep that medical certificate if I have myocarditis, or if I, you know, get myocarditis or have some other kind of heart issue or get a stroke. I mean, there are so many things that can easily eliminate that medical certificate. And I really am trying to like call forth more pilots. And I don't know if you, maybe you guys can do another, you know, call in special or something for pilots to call in to either Alex or Owen, and everyone come forward that hasn't taken a shot expressing that concern that like, this is our livelihood. You know, I've got, you know, my wife and I, we have two kids, you know, we finally were able to buy a house. You can probably hear my son crying in the background, but we've worked years for this career.
Well, it's very strange to me that we haven't heard from pilots before. And like, you know, we have this image of a Southwest plane with the Don't Tread on Me flag hanging out the window. So, you know, everything we're hearing from the official sources are like, oh, no, this is about weather. No, it has nothing to do with that. But clearly the pilots are making a stand here. I mean, you don't hang this flag out the window at this point without, you know, being perfectly aware of what's going on. So clearly, you know, some pilots are making a move here, and I would encourage, you know, more pilots to do that and use the, you know, collect. They can't replace a pilot like that, right? Like if you're a warehouse worker at Amazon and want to, you know, make a stand, they'll just replace you with somebody else. They can't do that with pilots, especially not thousands of them. I mean, you could bring these companies to their knees, but while I have you here, is there any concern about blood clots? Because I know flying increases risks of blood clots. Blood clots, obviously a major side effect of Pfizer. We've been seeing plane crashes at a much, much higher rate over the last 2 months or so than ever before. And I think that's not outrageous to guess that this is in some way a consequence of the vaccine. Is there any concern that you guys have about blood clots being pilots and getting this vaccine?
For some, yes. I mean, it is a huge deal. I mean, if we had a blood clot and that causes some other problem, yeah, there goes your medical certificate. Most pilots are pretty healthy. You know, we run, we work out, we jog. Everybody has some kind of regimen so that way they can stay healthy in order to maintain that medical certificate all the way to crossing that goal line of, you know, 65 mandatory retirement. So, but it is still a concern. You know, not everybody goes and works out. So that is a huge problem. Now, I'm not going to say it's because of the shots, but pilots that I've flown with where I've, you know, because a lot of pilots are that have taken the shot, they'll tell you within the first 5 seconds of meeting them, kind of like if anyone else is a pilot that is listening, you know, usually an FFDO, you know, will say something. But anyway, but they'll tell you right away. And, you know, and it's like, okay, sure, good for you. You know, I don't really respond back. I don't really give, you know, it's none of their business, you know, what my medical history is. But I've noticed some of those pilots that have taken the shot are almost mentally missing things that are kind of surprising that you wouldn't normally miss. That's a good thing there's two of us up there because we can at least bounce things back and forth off each other and work together as a team. But there's times where, you know, I'll hear them say something or I see them do something. I'm like, what? No, sir, that's wrong. Let's make sure. And they're like, oh, yeah, gosh, how did I miss that? I'm like, yeah, I don't know. How did you miss that? But I don't know about all the plane crashes. If I would, you know, go as far to say, you know, who knows? There could be a million reasons. But, you know, it's definitely the level of alertness and the competency is not like what it used to be, you know, a couple of years ago. Like, you know, because I've flown with all sorts of pilots. When I started flying the airlines, I was really impressed, you know, flying with some of the best pilots you'll ever fly with, you know, at the airlines. And it kind of seems like that performance, just from my perspective, I'm not saying that to everybody, but just from my perspective, there's certain ones where it's kind of interesting. And again, I'm not...
I get it. Line, but you know, what I mean? But, you, like, know you notice what you notice, and you can't ignore it. Wow. Thank you so much for that call. You know, good luck with your religious or medical exemption. I hope you get it, sir.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter, you've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
Could you imagine a year ago walking into a bank with your face covered? Could you imagine even going into the grocery store? Do you think they would let you in? Do you think they would be following you in the aisles to make sure that you weren't going to be shoplifting? Could you imagine going up to a gas station and going inside the little mini mart to pay for your gas with a bandana on? How far do you think that would get you? Could you imagine as a teacher showing up to school with a shield that looks like a space alien? Those things are offensive to us because it interferes with normal human interaction.
The globalists are running a psychological warfare operation on humanity. Only waking up to the Great Reset and its tyranny will save us. And the mask is the sign of slavery. We must inform the public that it's a fraud and that it's dangerous and that it causes major medical issues and is dehumanizing. And the film COVIDland does that. Secure your copy now at COVIDland.com and get a free copy of Endgame with your purchase.
The purpose of fear is to call us into action, and there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare. Get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you think the tyranny and oppression we're living under now is bad, wait till they've got their world ID in, and that's exactly what the COVID passports are all about. And Klaus Schwab and the UN and all the other globalist leaders' own words, they admit that once they've got you with that system, then they're going to carbon tax you everywhere you go and track what you do. And publicly, they're saying they're going to decide when you can travel and when you can't travel. And MasterCard and all the other big companies are currently announcing they're going to track what you do and where you go and tax you with a carbon tax for it. This is the holy grail of tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. This is the takeover, and humanity better wake up and say no. Finally, folks are starting to wake up. Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, and others are leading the charge, along with InfoWars. But it's not enough. Every individual has to not comply, and we have to talk about bringing the globalists to justice. You see, they need the fear of God put in them legally and lawfully.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We have a lot of really good callers today, and we don't have a ton of time, so I'm going to try to go to as many as possible here. I want to go to Eric in Arkansas. I think this is an interesting comment Eric wants to make. Thanks for calling in, Eric. You're on the air.
Yeah, Harrison, love the show. You're doing a really good job. I've been listening for about a year. I just want to talk about my daughter approached me yesterday about her school. They're having to take in her geography class, they're watching this, what they call CNN-10. I don't know if you've heard of it or anything, but basically they watch 10 minutes of CNN every day and have to, you know, write a paragraph on what they learned and what's going on in the world and watch clips of Joe Biden and everything. And I just want to see what, you know, you thought about that. And I'm waiting on a call back from the principal, actually. Basically just going to tell them, you know, I just want her to sit out in the hallway or something. This is all going on. Or why can't they watch other networks besides just CNN and stuff like that?
Yeah, that, I think that's a good way of putting it. I wouldn't suggest you take your daughter out. I mean, I had the same thing. So is this just regular CNN? Like they're just flipping on CNN, you know, during the class period? Or is this CNN like for children?
I was reading up on that, and I think it's actually two different things. There's, you know, obviously regular CNN, but there's some kind of CNN 10. I need to read more into it, but they claim that CNN it's supposed 10, to be real biased. Not real biased. It's supposed to be fair, but I have a hard time obviously believing that. And one more thing I want to talk about, too, is I'm a truck driver, and I'm worried that, you know, the we're federally mandated through the medical certificates and stuff we have, you know, and I just didn't know if you heard anything about if they're coming after us next with the vaccine mandate and everything.
Well, they're certainly coming after everybody with vaccine mandates. I mean, everybody in any profession that you're in, like pretty much unless you work at InfoWars, like you should probably have an exemption. Just have an exemption ready. Have a medical exemption or a religious exemption. Start working on that right now because, as our last caller said, sometimes you get a very short window to actually get that exemption in. So, you know, if you're a trucker, if you're a small business, like – everybody should just have an exemption in their back pocket. And Robert Barnes, of course, you go to his Twitter. He has a bunch of good resources for everybody. And we did a video last week on Band called, you know, The Guide to Getting an Exemption, where we lay out some pretty simple ways to get exemption. So I think you need to be, you know, ready to have an exemption if you need it, regardless of what industry you work in. In terms of the CNN every day, it could be a very good learning opportunity for your kid, you know, and after school, maybe sit down, ask them what they said and help them sort of think through it and, you know, tell them the truth about what's happening, you know, and then maybe, you know, when they're in school, if they're presented this and have a class discussion or something, they can bring up some alternative facts, let's just say, and contradict what is being told to them through their propaganda. We had the same thing when I was in middle school. We had something called Channel One. And I think it was a mainstream media produced sort of thing. And every morning we'd have to sit there and watch 15 minutes of, the news. And, I have such a clear memory of, my friend who, you know, has called into this show a few times. We refer to him as Lebanon John. Back in middle school, I remember like watching videos with like Osama bin Laden, you know, eighth grade after 9/11. We'd get the latest dispatch from Osama bin Laden in his cave in the Taliban. And my friend John would sit there and be like, see how he's wearing a gold watch? He's not allowed to wear a gold watch. That guy's not Muslim. He wouldn't wear a gold watch if he was really Muslim. Or, you know, they would be playing the Arabic and translating it. My friend John would be like, that's not what he's saying. Here's what he's really saying. He'd translate it for me. So, you know, as much as, your kid is being subjected to propaganda, it's also a learning opportunity. It's also an opportunity to expose what they're learning as false and imbue them with a nice, healthy sense of skepticism as to what they're being taught. So good luck with that. And, you know, I know it's not easy with a kid in school these days, but they can make a difference and or you can make a difference in, you know, their mind. Then hopefully they can pass that on to some of the other kids in their school. Let's go now to another. Thank you so much for the call, Eric. I do appreciate it. And make sure to get that exemption before you need it. I want to go to Anonymous in North Carolina because the topic he called in about was simply burning questions. I want to know what questions you have, Mr. Anonymous from North Carolina. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Thanks for taking my call, man. I really love the work you guys do and just appreciate that, you know, you're in the fight for just freedom and, you know, what we're all supposed to be really pursuing and striving towards in this country.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm kind of going to 180, I guess, more a statement now. You know, I'm looking at, because it's interesting to me, and, you know, I'm not knocking you for this. You said that kind of when the mask thing came down, you were looking at it more as like, okay, that's a nice gesture sort of to how should I say it? It's kind of like, you know, you're displaying care and concern for others, right? To kind of comply with it. I was a little bit more resistant right off the bat. Right. I perceived it a little different. I was kind of like, what is this? What is this requirement? You know
right.
what I mean?
Right,
more
right.
so like right off the bat, so stringent. And I'm kind of like, what's happening behind the scenes that the rollout was so quick?
Right.
For all to implement it on a mass scale, every store. Hey, you know, there wasn't really any pushback from privatized companies. And, you know, you kind of start to wonder how is this so well orchestrated and coordinated and everybody's just in that 100% just alignment on the rollout. And I was kind of looking at, like, you know, the psychological aspects, because to me, I'll be honest, I kind of saw through it. I'm like, you know what? There's some other things happening with this.
Right.
Because I didn't, right off the bat, like, even when Trump was doing what he was doing, I was kind of like, man, you're jumping too quick.
Right. Right, right. Well, and of course, you know, We were certainly aware of the lockdowns that were coming, the vaccine passports. I mean, you know, we sort of foresaw all of it. It was almost before any of that when like a private company would be like, hey, we want you to wear a mask if you come inside. And it was kind of like, all right, you know, it's, what's the big deal with that? And it's like, it's, you know, even as like hard-lined as I am about most things, you can see, it's like you got to remind yourself like, no, we really can't give an inch. You really just can't give these people a single inch. You can't give them the benefit of the doubt and go, well, maybe they're just, no. You gotta learn your lesson, pretty fast. Just like, don't give these people an inch. Don't submit at all. And, we're just constantly reminded of that.
Right. It's kind of like, you know, merging cliches like that one. We'll give somebody an inch, they take a mile. Well, right. To kind of tie in and bring new light to other cliches, it's like, give them a mile, they'll take your land.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy the way all these things are been rolled out. And I just feel like, you know, one of the doctors you guys bring on, I believe he's a psychologist and a doctor simultaneously, which is pretty awesome. You know, kind of two fields of endeavor there. And just the way he was talking about, like, the consequences and the damage this is having on, you know, their intellectual progress, along with just emotional, you know, because it's sad to see kids that kind of like, this is all they know.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'll tell you, I have an acquaintance that I know that teaches preschool, and the preschoolers these days are, I mean, their class is replete with very extreme, like social anxiety and like kids that are literally like afraid for people to see their face. Like they feel like they need to hide their face at all times. It's incredibly disturbing, what they're doing. And, you know, the American Pediatrics Association, I can't remember exactly what the exact title of it is, but, this website used to have a section on the website where it talked about the importance of facial expression, how important it was for kids to see facial expression as they interact with adults. And as soon as the pandemic came around, they took that part of the website down. It's not that it's not true anymore. It's just that they've decided that forcing your kid to wear a mask is more important than his normal, you know, upbringing and understanding emotions and people's faces. It's incredibly horrific what they're allowing people to do to children without any consideration whatsoever of the long-term side effects. No, it's incredibly disturbing. Thank you so much for the call, Mr. Anonymous. I want to go very quickly to Keen in Honolulu. We only have a minute left. What's his name? Keone in Honolulu. We only have about a minute left, but I want to hear this very quickly, sir. What happened?
Yeah, Stu Peters' show yesterday on Red Voice Media. He had Dr. Jane Ruby on. They said a pilot died mid-flight, a Delta flight. So, and a lot of pilots are getting EMTs going to the rooms when they're, you know, they land, and that people in the cabins, you know, with all the transmission of the jab, walking in that cabin, bad air ventilation, they're having issues, the cabin crew. So, but the pilot dying in mid-flight is huge. It's stupid out the call for corroboration from that Dr. Jane said she had three sources.
Interesting.
That happened like 10 days ago or so, mid-flight Delta.
Yeah, I had not heard that. Not the most common thing to have a pilot die mid-flight, but maybe it'll become more common as the vaccine mandates are rolled out. Incredibly troubling. Hey, I'm kind of glad I'm probably on a no-fly list at this point. Maybe I don't want to fly anymore.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality, storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
People ask me all the time, Alex, the last 3 months or so, you've had explosive energy on top of your already very intense level of energy. What's happening? Well, it's the things that are happening in the world right now. That's got my blood up. But also, I've gotten back in the groove of religiously taking three products every single day. DNA Force Plus that's back in stock. Also, X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine that's essential for your immune system, your whole body. And, of course, at nighttime, Down and Out Sleep Aid that makes me have deeper, cleaner, restful sleep that, again, boosts my immune system and is good for every cell in my body and great for the spirit. All three of these products are in stock right now. They are 40% off in the case of DNA Force Plus and 50% off for 1 week only on Survival Shield X2. And, yes, until supplies last, we have Down and Out, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the trifecta. I suggest you check it out and experience what this does for your body today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. In the next part of this hour, I'll be playing a interview I recorded yesterday with David Pine, who's an expert at blackout warfare, they call it. It's the EMP technology and the dangers that we face from a combined might of Russia and China squared off against us. So that'll take up just about the whole hour. But I want to go to a few more phone calls in this first 5 minutes. Let's go to Nick in Ohio, who has a solution to problems and how to activate communities. Thanks for calling in, Nick. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Can you hear me well?
I can hear you fine. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, sir. So what I wanted to talk about was how we could get involved and actually activate the members within our community as to how to repel the enemy assault that keeps coming at us here and to unify that movement across the nation. And there's already kind of an NGO set up for people like us, and that is through the Neighborhood Watch.
Right.
We could all actively join in our neighborhood watches, and that will allow us to enlist patriots to our ranks. They're removing members from the military. They're kicking out police who are true oath keepers, and we should have a receptive place for these people to come to. After we put together this force, we would be able to use this to protect our city councils, to enact laws that actually represent the wants and needs of the people. Maybe we start with removing fluoride from the water. Simple demands. But after you put this force together, it'll kind of be hard to say no, and we'll have boots on the ground first.
No, you know, that's a brilliant idea.
Russia.
I think, you know, the fluoride from the water, that might be a little bit ambitious. So you can start small, maybe work your way up to the fluoride in the water. But I think that's exactly what we should be doing. I think, if every info warrior, like if everybody listening to this show and everybody listens to Alex Jones' show, just goes and joins your neighborhood watch, like that would be a massive, massive movement, because, that is exactly what we need to do. And, you know, so often we're thinking about, you know, creating new groups, or how do we organize and how do we, you know, create groups out of nothing. But like, you're right. The Neighborhood Watch network is already there. And more or less every neighborhood in America has some form of this. You can join that. You can, you know, meet your neighbors. You can, get to know, you know, who's who in the neighborhood. You'll actually get to know your neighborhood better, and who belongs and who doesn't, who, you know, who's looking shady as they sulk through your neighborhood and who doesn't. You can, I mean, that's exactly what we need to do. I mean, the Neighborhood Watch is just sort of a soft version of the militia. I mean, the militia, the entire concept is that you are protecting yourself, and that you and your neighbors would get together and defend your neighborhood against, any sort of trouble that may be caused. And as you're exactly right, as they're defunding the police, and as they're you know, not charging people with crimes anymore, like places here in Austin, it's more important than ever that we get involved and join our neighborhood watch and just do the job that we know needs to be done. I think that's absolutely brilliant, Nick.
Harrison, I'm so glad. I'm so grateful to get this message out to the American people and other info warriors of the world, because this isn't just a solution for America. This is a solution worldwide. If we could fix ourselves at our community level,
then other people will emulate that process and allow us to truly affect change. You know, and this has the support of police. This has the support of sheriffs. I've posted this up on my Facebook and basically ousted myself as someone who wants to repel the enemy assault in this manner. And I can't tell you now that I have police and sheriffs come up to me in the gym and say, you know, hey, we think that's a great idea. We're in support of this, where I was in fear that maybe they might be coming to knock on my door next and be like, hey, you can't activate and mobilize in this manner. But people are ready to mobilize.
Man, you know, sometimes the simplest solutions are the most effective, and this is just about as simple as you can get. Like I said, basically any neighborhood you have has a neighborhood watch. A lot of apartment buildings have like an apartment building neighborhood watch style thing. I think that's brilliant. I think that's incredibly simple, and it's something you can do. You probably donate, one night a week, maybe one night a month, to go patrol your neighborhood, and man, the benefits would really be incredible. I think that's brilliant. Thank you, Nick.
I want to be very clear. The fact that InfoWars is having trouble funding itself is not the fault of our amazing listeners and supporters. It is the fault of the globalists. When we can get enough of our great supplements and other products in, we're able to sell enough of it to stay on air and, quite frankly, even expand in the face of the New World Order. But because of the supply chain breakdowns that were very easy to predict for the global lockdowns, they're designed to do that, we have had real problems getting our best-selling products in. Some of them take up to 10 months to get in. We've had to discontinue some of our products because we just can't get the ingredients anymore. It's pretty scary stuff. So please take advantage of sales we're running for 1 week only. There's only 1 week left, from October 11th for 7 days. Kicks off October 11th on things like DNA Force Plus at 40% off, Winter Sun at 50% off, Ultra 12 at 50% off, and more at InfoWarsStore.com. 1 week left. Check out these incredible deals.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Third hour of American Journal. We'll go quickly to this interview that I recorded yesterday. And you know, our saying here at InfoWars is tomorrow's news today. Perhaps no more appropriate usage of that phrase than right now, as yesterday we recorded this interview about the danger that Russia and China posed to America as a unified front. And then today you have Russia, the foreign minister, declaring that Taiwan is in fact part of Russia, throwing their hat in the ring there and showing their support for the takeover of Taiwan by China. You also have today this Pentagon official saying that he resigned because American cybersecurity is no match for China, calling it kindergarten level. So it's like the interview we recorded yesterday was just like preempting all of these headlines that we see today. So it's really of the utmost importance, and perhaps there is no other more important topic than the existential capabilities of America to maintain dominance in a world that is increasingly dominated by Russia and China. So let's watch now this interview that I recorded yesterday with Mr. David Pine. I hope you enjoy. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. I'm Harrison Smith. My guest is David T. Pine. He's the Deputy Director of the National Operations EMP Task Force on National and Homeland Security. His latest piece of work is called Blackout Warfare. It was published October 1st, 2021. What U.S. leaders must do to deter a catastrophic Sino-Russian cyber EMP nuclear attack and ensure America's national survival. And a very, very interesting white paper that you have for us here. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, you know, I encourage people to go and read this. They can find it at emptaskforce.us, Blackout Warfare. We talked to you about, I guess, your latest iteration of this, but this is a brand new document. And let me just read one paragraph that stuck out to me early on in this document. You say, the use of super EMP and cyber weapons at the onset of any conflict with Russia and China could shut down America's electrical power grid, critical infrastructure, food and water distribution systems, internet communication, communication, emergency services, and military early warning satellites while blinding us against subsequent attacks. The U.S. Nuclear Command Control and Communication System might also be vulnerable to cyber attack, potentially disrupting the president's ability to launch a nuclear retaliatory strike. I mean, this paragraph alone, I think, really illustrates the danger that these types of weapons pose to America, and really just the incredible, you know, fragility of this hyper interconnected world that we now live in. Could you talk a little bit about what some of the you know, new revelations in this latest white paper reveal?
Yeah, so you know, America faces a threat from you know, Russia and China, which have been allies for the last 20 years. Something strangely, a lot of national security experts or so-called experts refuse to admit. They've been working together in an increasingly close military alliance, including mock nuclear warfare exercises against the United States as recently as Zapad 2021, which concluded in just this last month in September. And that included Russian and Chinese military exercises in the People's Republic of China, which may have been a first. Usually the exercises take place in Russia with Chinese involvement at times, and as well as, you know, Russian forces have been exercising in Belarus as well. And for the first time ever, Russian forces have remained in Belarus, which may be an indication of near-term aggression by Russia and Eastern Europe. But in terms of the threat that we're facing a nuclear threat. There's been reports of massive Chinese nuclear missile buildup, right, including up to 400 DF-41 ICBM silos. And just for your listeners, the DF-41 is capable of mounting at least 10 warheads each. So what we're talking about is an expansion in the Chinese nuclear arsenal of between 1,500% and 2,000% above the current DOD estimates. So it's an astounding nuclear breakout. Of course, you know, China is not limited by any, you know, strategic arms limitations agreements. Russia is, but they've developed six nuclear super weapons or systems that are not covered or limited in any way by the New START agreement signed by President Obama and President Putin. The most likely mode of attack is a cyber attack. And in any, for example, if we were to get involved in a, you know, a seemingly imminent Chinese invasion of Taiwan, right, and intervene militarily, they would likely unleash a cyber attack that could disable a lot of our civilian and military systems and key infrastructure, including our electrical power grid, and likely follow up that with EMP attack or electromagnetic pulse attack as well. Using super EMP weapons, either from missiles or satellites orbiting over the United States, that could shut us down in a matter of minutes.
Right. Yeah. Literally shut us down, blind us completely. I mean, I think that paragraph does a great job of just laying out just how vulnerable we are to this type of attack and just how devastating it would be to every aspect of our military or just domestic capabilities to keep the lights on. I mean, it's an incredible sort of Damocles sort of hanging over our head that it seems like the American government not very interested in actually addressing or, you know, coming to terms with. And again, it's good to have you on today because here as of today, this headline from the Sun, China unleashes humpback typed 094 nuke subs that can reach the U.S. with quieter and stealthier upgrades amid World War III fears. And they say that each one of these can actually hold 12 warheads itself. So 12 nuclear missiles in each one of these submarines that could, I guess, get within striking distance of America without us being any the wiser. And of course, they point out that each one of these vessels has enough firepower to kill millions and wipe out cities and I guess presumably carry out an EMP attack like you're talking about.
Yeah, the Type 94 Chinese nuclear missile submarines can carry either JL-2 ICB or SLBMs or potentially their brand new JL-3s. Both of those missiles carry at least up to 10 warheads that we've confirmed. And so what we're talking about is about 120 strategic nuclear warheads being able to be fired from each one of those Type 94 submarines.
Right.
And by comparison, our Trident nuclear missile submarines, we currently have only four deployed at any given time that are survivable against a Russian or a Chinese nuclear missile first strike. And those have 24 launch tubes. However, they currently only carry 20 SLBMs with four warheads each. So they are only capable of firing 80 warheads per submarine. And that's really that's essentially our whole survivable nuclear missile force following a nuclear first strike that could take out 90% of our ICBMs and two-thirds of our nuclear missile submarines that are not in refit. So, you know, the most disturbing thing, I think, is kind of what you mentioned, is that there seems to be a total lack of interest, if not awareness, of this threat, this deadly existential threat facing the United States of America by U.S. policymakers. You don't hear it a lot, talked about a lot. Trump was really the only president we've had since Ronald Reagan who talked about increasing the size of our nuclear arsenal and nuclear deterrent in order to more credibly deter superior combined Russian and Chinese nuclear forces.
Right.
And obviously, President Biden is under a lot of pressure to decrease the size of our arsenal from the current 1,600 deployed nuclear missiles, nuclear warheads, to a mere force of 1,000 strategic nuclear warheads, which would entail the entire elimination of our ICBM lake of the strategic nuclear triad. A very dangerous proposition.
All right, folks, this very important conversation continues on the other side. Stay with us. It's American Journal. There's two of me. There's two of me. We'll be right back on the other side to continue on with this conversation with David T. Pine. Don't go anywhere, folks. Very important topic.
Back in stock, down and out liquid sleep support. It's been out of stock for a while. It's one of three sleep aids we have at InfoWarsStore.com. This one has been very popular. It sold off the shelves. It's back in stock. Down and out liquid sleep support. This is probably the strongest sleep aid that we have, I would say. Knockout, Rocket Rest, both great. Comes in pill form. This is the liquid tincture, and I think this is probably the most powerful one. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. This is, if you haven't done an iodine challenge yet, if you haven't done the iodine challenge, what are you waiting for? Now is the time. Super Male and Super Female Vitality. Living Defense Plus and the Organic Greens Fiber Caps. We have a limited supply of these right now, but we want to sell them all out so we can order a new batch. It was very popular. The Organic Greens Fiber Caps. But we have all kinds of other great supplements that are great for so many different things. Take advantage of those.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like bodies, VasoBeats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
The COVID-19 face diaper is a symbol of subservience, a symbol of slavery, a symbol of the chains that the medical tyranny combine controlled by the global private corporations has put in place. It is the symbol of the permanent emergency from which we will never emerge. It is the symbol that we are diseased and evil and bad and must cover our diseased criminal faces from the light of the sun. It is the symbol of our complete and total, absolute surrender to evil. Ladies and gentlemen, we are crossing the Rubicon now. The entire future destiny of humanity is upon us. Klaus Schwab and the UN admit they're coming out with implantable microchips as part of the world ID and carbon taxes. Things only get worse from here if we submit. They only get better if we resist and say no. Noncompliance, noncompliance, noncompliance.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, that's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
You know, pardon the metaphor, but it feels like America's sort of just sitting pretty since World War II, sort of used to having the run of the world's oceans, used to projecting power through, aircraft carriers. And, you know, I just sort of picture, you know, Bluto from the old, Popeye cartoons, like walking around chest puffed out, like swinging a billy club around, just sort of acting like we rule the roost and there's nothing that can confront us. Is this just American sort of hubris that's sort of, you know, things like, well, if we treat China like a real threat, that'll look like we're weak kind of thing. And so we just want to pretend like it's not a big deal. While meanwhile, Russia and China are sort of working in the background, you know, lapping us, really surpassing us in a lot of their capabilities. And yet we don't seem to either care or even know. I mean, is this hubris by our politicians just not wanting to admit that maybe things are not as they were in 1945, that maybe we don't have, you know, the run of the oceans as we did before? Or are they just unaware? I mean, you know, what do you think, and obviously this would just be projection on your part, but what do you think is behind the unwillingness of America to take this threat seriously?
I think it's exactly what you said. It is really hubris. I've met with congressional candidates, members of Congress. Some of them just really believe that, you know, by almost the propaganda line, that America is, you know, the strongest nuclear or military power on Earth. That really hasn't been the case since perhaps 1970.
Right.
You know, the Russians, the Soviets achieved nuclear parity with us in the 1970s and slight nuclear superiority in the 1980s before the fall of the Soviet Union. But we still had kind of a rough nuclear parity, and that's really what we need to have in order to credibly deter nuclear attack. Currently, Russia and China have twice as many deployed nuclear warheads as we do that are strategic. And, you know, this is, it's very strange to me because during the Cold War, there was a bipartisan consensus that we should maintain rough nuclear parity with the Soviets. Today, there is no consensus at all. In fact, you know, the biggest hawks outside of my own organization, myself and Peter Pry, have argued for the reestablishment of rough nuclear parity with Russia and China, or at least Russia, which currently has the most nuclear weapons of any nation on Earth. Instead, they're pushing for a nuclear modernization, which, while important, would also entail a further reduction in the size of our nuclear arsenal, because, for example, the Columbia-class nuclear missile submarines only carry 16 versus 24 SLBMs carried by our present Ohio-class submarines. You know, so that in itself could entail a potential one-third reduction, up to one-third reduction in the size of our SLBM warheads. But it really is a dereliction of duty, in my opinion, in terms of U.S. leaders, presidents other than Trump, and members of Congress. And I'm just hoping and praying that President Biden doesn't heed the siren call of the anti-nuclear forces in Congress, especially among the Democrats, calling for the elimination of our nuclear triad and the reduction of our nuclear deterrent by one third.
Right. What a fool's errand. While you have places like China building these new subs and expanding their nuclear capabilities. And of course, it seems like every single day, I mean, it is every single day, there's some new advance, whether it's in the conflict with Taiwan, where China's openly come out and basically said, we're going to cover Japan with nukes if they even dare, you know, to get involved at all. But every day we're seeing more and more escalations there, escalation with China in India as well, flying over the Taiwanese airspace, really pushing that conflict to the brink. We also have North Korea testing new missiles now at a pretty steady clip. Is any of this getting through, or are we just blindly walking into this firefight? Because obviously we need to be aware of this stuff. God forbid there's any sort of nuclear exchange. I don't want that either. But if there is, I'd like to be on a side that actually has nukes and isn't just on the receiving end. I mean, this seems like it makes sense to anybody else, or, you know, it would make sense just put forward. But politicians can't seem to justify that. Because they think they're doing good by getting rid of our nukes. I mean, in terms of the world stage and the geopolitical machinations, how close do you think we are to some sort of exchange here?
So that is really a disturbing development, is that, really the nuclear threat has never been greater in terms of the chances and risks of a nuclear exchange or a nuclear first strike in the United States. And the reason is, under MAD, mutual assured destruction, this was a kind of a Western construct that the Russians and Chinese never adopted. But nevertheless, under that theory, it's the balance of terror that deters the Soviets, now the Russians and the Chinese, from striking the U.S. That balance is quickly eroding. As I mentioned, we have only 50% of the warheads that Russia and China have combined. And that number may shrink to one-sixth. Peter Whissey just, published a recent article that I cited in my paper in the National Interest, in which he stated that, Russia and China are building up to, 600% the size of our nuclear arsenal. And that may be completed, that buildup may be completed within the next 2 to 3 years. And so, this really is a huge crisis. It's massively outweighs any threat of, man-made global climate change, which, is, in my estimation, has killed essentially no one.
Right.
We spent billions of dollars on it. If we'd use that money plus the money on the war on terror that we expended in fighting these forever wars in the Middle East that have only made our national security situation worse, we would be able to, we would have, the 5,000 ABMs that I state we need. Deployed as soon as possible to, deter a nuclear strike and to defend against a nuclear missile attack. We would have hardened the grid, at the cost of a mere $30 billion. The trillions that are being spent by President Biden and the Democrats, this infrastructure bill alone, they claim it's $3.5 billion. In fact, credible sources say trillion. Credible sources say it actually may be over $5 trillion. They're just understating the amount that they're claiming they're going to spend, so that they can ram it through Congress with minimal opposition from the moderate wing of the Democrat Party.
Right. And of course, when it comes to global warming and renewable resources, I think there's an argument to be made for advancing nuclear technology for power generation as well. And, perhaps these two things could go hand in hand, since it's more or less the same technology, and advancements in missile technology could conceivably be used to, restrict our dependency on oil and other things. But that might be a whole nother topic. But you did mention hardening the grid. So that's my next question, is beyond just having a nuclear arsenal in order to deter deter any attempts by Russia or any or China or any other foe from thinking they can have a free hand and just bomb us with no repercussions whatsoever. What can America be doing other than arming itself in order to protect itself against the threat of an EMP from a China or a Russia-like adversary?
Yeah, as I mentioned, so the threat of cyber and EMP attack is even greater in terms of the likelihood than a nuclear attack, although a nuclear decapitation attack, you know, is still quite likely, in which, you know, they would hit Washington, D.C. in an attempt to knock out kill the president and members of Congress.
InfoWars emergency supply chain breakdown sale is only running for 1 week from Monday, October 11th, for 7 days. That's because a bunch of these products that we have in stock are of limited supply because, obviously, the supply chain breakdown that I've been warning you of now for 20 months, because that's part of the Great Reset and part of the globalist plan, and that's what global lockdowns would then trigger. So we've not lowered the quality of any of our products. That means some of them have been sold out for more than 6 months, like DNA Force Plus. It is 40% off, but coming up in 1 week, it will go back to full price, and we probably won't have more for up to 6 months, ladies and gentlemen. So it's a chance to support the broadcast. You get incredible products at the same time. Winter Sun, Ultra 12, they're both 50% off. They're going to go back to 10% off in a week as well. They're 50% off right now. Find these and more at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar while making your life a lot healthier.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The average person on the face of this incredible planet is still unaware that there's a war between free individuals and nation states on one side and the globalists on the other, who are literally trying to create a post-human world. From the United States to Brazil, and of course triggered by the Brexit in the UK, nations were pulling out of the private corporate fascist world government. That's why they launched their Great Reset and their program after collapsing us of Build Back Better. This is nothing more than a top-down vertical consolidation of the world economy. And because they couldn't take our guns, and because we wouldn't bow, because the left, which is the ideology of this world government system, couldn't win, they released a biological weapon on us. Now we know, 2 years ago, we learned about it about 20 months ago. It's that simple. They can't beat us because of our free speech and our guns. So the global corporate combine released COVID-19, and you know the rest is history. Expose this paradigm, and we win. A little more than 20 years ago, Japanese scientists discovered and were able to isolate a compound that is naturally in nature and in foods we eat, but in very, very low amounts. It's called PQQ or bio-PQQ. When you have the organic form of it, it does amazing things. It actually makes your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, but makes them last longer. That's basically the same thing. So it's as close to the fountain of youth as you're going to get. Well, DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 6 months. It's back in stock, the highest quality, PQQ, CoQ10, and so much more. This entire formula is about cleaning out your cells and helping your body last longer, and that is so incredibly important. We have it at 40% off, despite the fact it's been sold out for 6 months, at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. If you haven't tried DNA Force Plus, you really should, and for those of you that love it, it's back in stock, 40% off, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
What we need to do is, when I talk about hardening critical infrastructure against EMP and cyber attack, you know, you can do both. And one of the greatest threats that I also mention in this paper, this white paper that you referred to, is the 300 large Chinese transformers that the Obama and Biden administration purchased and installed in our electrical power grid. Irrespective of a cyber EMP attack, they could potentially, you know, hack into these. You know, there's likely some kind of backdoor ability where they could use these 300 large transformers to shut down our electrical power grid. And so, you know, that alone is a huge threat. And because, you know, 90% of the power on our military bases is supplied by civilian sources, is supplied by the grid, not, you know, integrated systems within the, those military bases. And there's so much more, you know, I mean, communications, as it state, you know, it states in the paper, you know, transportation, water purification and distribution, food distribution, you know, gas, the gas pumps wouldn't work. In an EMP attack, you know, cars would have their computers knocked out and wouldn't function unless they were old or had those chips replaced. And of course, now we're facing this massive microchip shortage stemming from the disruption of the you know, worldwide supply chain from the COVID-19 pandemic, which essentially was a Chinese bioweapon that was unleashed in a, you know, a biological attack upon the United States for which we have yet to retaliate.
Right. No, you're exactly right. And, you know, of course, there are some who will say, well, China would never do this because it would be suicide. You know, they depend on America for so much. You know, they depend on us for the soybeans that they use to feed their, you know, their own population might starve if they want to attack America. Now, I don't buy that. I think they would be perfectly willing to do that type of thing. But even regardless, and you know, this goes to your expertise as well. This is from this morning. 24-hour storm, Earth-directed coronal mass ejection was launched from the sun on Saturday. It's expected to arrive in the next 24 hours, resulting in a geomagnetic storm. Now, we know that, you know, as recently as the 1800s, there were massive solar storms that knocked out electronics in the northern hemisphere across the entire planet. So, you know, this type of hardening of the energy grid or redundancy that means we're still able to filter water and still able to communicate with each other. I mean, even if you don't think China would ever attack, there's still plenty of reasons to put this stuff into motion and treat this as actual infrastructure rather than all of the sort of ridiculous nonsense that's coming out of the Biden administration now, right? I mean, naturally, something like this could occur and our grid needs to be protected against this.
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly what you said. It's not a question of if, but when. We're actually overdue for a super geomagnetic storm or a super solar storm from the sun. And when that happens, you know, at least half the Earth and more likely the entire planet is going to be affected. Mm-hmm. With, you know, with these same shutdowns that would result from an EMP attack. You know, as a member of the EMP, task force leadership team, you know, I actually, wrote, much or most of a white paper we sent to the Biden transition team back, late last year around December of 2020. And in this paper, you know, we tried to argue that, you know, this really is, you know, a super solar storm would be, disastrous for the environment. You know, it could wipe out a large portion of the population of the United States as well as the world. And you know, really is the greatest environmental threat we face, and it's going to happen. So Russia and China have hardened their grids. Israel has hardened their grid. North Korea has hardened their grid. We're really behind the power curve, and it's, you know, it's a very small investment. You know, as I mentioned, with, you know, about this $5 trillion, you know, infrastructure, human infrastructure, bill that's the Biden, and the Democrats have, my administration, the Democrats have, you know, are planning to ram through, Congress. could easily have, you know, 30 billion or even 100 billion that could be dedicated to hardening our entire critical infrastructure against this type of environmental, either man-made or naturally occurring threat.
Right, small price to pay when the other option is total collapse and just complete vulnerability to this type of stuff, which, as you mentioned, is certainly coming. We don't know when or how big it'll be, but better safe than sorry. Now, you are presenting this stuff to the politicians. You are, you know, putting this type of white paper and other white papers on their desk, and you're giving them very clear cut. I mean, it's not vague. It's not like, hey, we should probably do something. I mean, you lay out here immediate action needs to be taken in order to double the size of America's strategic nuclear arsenal, deploy 5,000 ABMs and harden the I mean, very clear prescriptions as to what exactly needs to be done. Is anybody listening, I guess, is my question. Are they paying attention to this, or are they just tossing this off to the side and going, it'll probably never happen, so who cares? I mean, are people listening to you?
You know, it really varies. You know, as I've reached out to various members of Congress, especially here in Utah, where I'm based. You know, my Congressman Burgess Owens has been outstanding on this issue. He's very interested in hearing my briefings, in person. Chris Stewart has been strong on the EMP issue in the past. You know, we're hoping that he'll, you know, follow through with greater actions. I think he will. But overall, even the Republicans in Congress, Republican leadership, you know, this is something that was in the 2016 and 2020 Republican national platforms, hardening the grid against EMP attack. And, you know, that President Trump was the greatest president we've ever had in terms of, you know, hardening the grid against EMP. He had a executive order, which I think, unfortunately, the Biden administration has mostly rescinded, that directed U.S. government agencies to begin planning and preparations for this type of threat, you know, again, either naturally occurring or a man-made EMP attack. But, you know, the Biden administration, we have had some limited success in terms of outreach from the Biden Homeland Security Department. Department of Homeland Security. But outside of that, you know, it's been not a top issue for either Republicans or Democrats in Congress or in the administration.
Very, very strange. It seems like it would be, a winning. I mean, it's sort of a win-win. Yes, it'll cost some money, but as you rightly do put it in context of a $5 trillion thing with, I mean, they're pouring money into whatever, you know, is there of their particular interest at that particular time. I think this is a small investment compared to the larger scheme of things, and there's really no point not doing it. I mean, it kind of reminds me a little bit of like a Second Amendment argument where I guess people want to avoid it because if you say, I want to build up our nuclear arsenal, it looks like you're the one pushing for war. Like if I say, well, I want to have a gun, it looks like I'm the one that's going to go out and do violence with a gun. But no, the fact is other people out there are armed. Other countries out there have these nuclear missiles and they're expanding and getting more of them and deploying them and talking very strongly about using them against their enemies. So it's just smart to be prepared regardless. If that guy's going to have a gun, I'm going to want one too. But I guess they're tepid about wanting to look like the ones who seem to be, wanting nuclear conflict. When it's not about wanting nuclear conflict, it's about the opposite of that. We want to prevent nuclear conflict. In order for that to be the case, we've got to be well armed. Is that fair?
Yeah, absolutely. It's it's been said, you know, for centuries, I think the best way to ensure peace is to prepare for war. You know, I mean, the greater our defenses, the greater our, you know, nuclear deterrent, military forces, the less likely people are to mess with us. There is a corollary, though, that's also important that I address in my paper, and that is we need to stop kind of poking Russia and China in the eye by, right, you know, sending troops and trainers to Taiwan.
It was almost 15 years ago that I released my seminal film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And in that documentary, I predicted the globalists would establish world government by releasing a virus, demanding that there be worldwide lockdowns,
and then triggering a collapse of our industrial society. And now they've done it. How did I know they would do it? Because they wrote books and white papers, and many of their own reports and internal meetings were leaked. You see, then I was tracking the Bilderberg Group, whose head at the time was Klaus Schwab. And our sources inside were confirming to us that they were indeed planning to launch this Great Reset. Well, we're now living in it. The purposeful collapse of the Third World and the First World, on its ashes, a tyrannical corporate world government. The total censorship, no due process, destruction of the family, and then incrementally more and more deadly injections of poison masquerading as vaccines to poison us and depopulate us. This is what InfoWars is fighting. We're fighting for the future.
And in addition, we were really finding that we were stressing the cardiopulmonary systems of these employees. Because when you cover the mouth and nose and you exert physical energy during your work, or during your task, whatever it might be, you're really stressing the cardiopulmonary system because you change the way that you breathe. You have to forcibly inhale and forcibly exhale. That taxes the heart. It taxes the lungs. And we have given people heart attacks by allowing them to work with their mouth and nose covered, with absolutely no regulation, no oversight, no medical oversight.
The globalists have told us we're a disease. They've told us they want to eradicate us. And all the studies show that when you wear these masks, it lowers your oxygen level up to one-third and gives you dangerous levels of carbon dioxide poisoning. This is a sick cult, and we've got to say no. But the only way the real science gets out to the public is if we tell them. Get your copy today of COVIDland and expose them. It's COVIDland.com. Go there now. You'd have to be hiding under a rock not to know that vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, and other essential vitamins and minerals are essential to our bodies, to our immune systems. If we don't have them long-term, we die. But what a lot of people don't know is even if you have those compounds, the levels that are recommended, if you don't have deep, restful, clean sleep, your body will fall apart even faster. And with so many chemicals in the food and water and so much agitation in the culture and life, it's hard to settle down. It's hard to relax. Well, let me tell you something right now. Down and Out is an incredibly strong, natural compound. It's got over 8 compounds in it that will give you deep, pure, clean sleep. And it's such a game changer. So with all the vitamins and minerals, the last big ingredient is Down and Out, available again at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. And you know what? I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out, even though we've already sold out a half of it in just the last month, and we probably are going to have more for about 5 months. By now, you've heard me talk about the BioPros and how they're creating amazing products. They've done it again and have just released an entire suite of bioremediation products, bringing industrial-level technology to the everyday consumer. They're literally changing the industry with a revolutionary patented delivery system. The BioPros are excited to release BioDrain Pro, a product specifically designed to establish healthy drains, pipes, and overall plumbing systems. BioDrain Pro digests grease, fats, oil, sludge, paper, and organic matter with ease. It contains no chemicals, no GMOs, and is safe for black, gray holding tanks, sewer hoses, and plumbing. It is also human and animal safe. Get up to 20 treatments with the scoop for easy applications. Say goodbye to drain problems, gas buildup, and odor. Guaranteed. Just pour and add water. It's that simple. Visit thebiopros.com and see for yourself.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
That's also important that I address in my paper is, and that is we need to stop kind of poking Russia and China in the eye by, right, you know, sending troops and trainers to Taiwan and Ukraine and sending arms, former Soviet republics. You know, we have three former Soviet republics in NATO. Putin's been very clear. He wants to reunite, or at least have a Russian sphere of influence over all of the former Soviet republics. And that is not something that's totally incompatible with, vital U.S. national security interests. I think we have a vital national security interest of keeping Western Europe and Japan free of foreign domination. We can still do that. But to deploy, U.S. military forces along Russia and China's borders and along their you know, their border seas is really a way to provoke them to attack us. For example, you know, President Biden, you know, who, you know, we think and we kind of know, you know, is in close with China or has had a close family business relationship with the communist Chinese, has recently stated that, you know, Taiwan is a country like Japan and South Korea and Western Europe, NATO, that the U.S. is committed to defend. And his administration had to walk that back. You know, I sometimes wonder if he forgets that they may be able to blackmail him, you know, because he's not in doesn't seem to be in full, you know,
cognitive capabilities. Yeah,
that he did had as recently as 4 or 5 years ago. It's, you know, it's really dangerous. I think it's important that we kind of have a reassessment of the security agreements. And this is something that, by the way, that Assistant Secretary of Defense, former Assistant Secretary of Defense Graham Allison, who was one of the Biden national security team members of the campaign, I think, or previous campaigns, has stated that, you know, we need to reassess all of our security agreements and decide which ones, you know, have the, where the benefits outweigh the risks, kind of employ this cost benefit analysis. And I think that's vital to avoid provoking Russia and China to attack us. You know, the Sino-Russian alliance, I mean, that didn't take place in a vacuum. There's no way it would be this close, or it might not have even been formed at all if we hadn't, you know, been pursuing this hegemonic policy of, you know, trying to pretend that we, you know, we control the world, that we're a global hegemon, we're a regional hegemon. And, you know, yes, economically and maybe even conventionally, militarily, we were the strongest power briefly, you know, after the collapse of the Soviet Union. But that's, if that was ever the case, it's not the case anymore today.
Right. And of course, we can get into the policies that have brought us to this condition. But that's a whole nother story. But it does seem like America in a lot of ways is sort of playing this game where we're sending, you know, ships through the South China Sea and sort of playing this like, well, not touching you, not touching you. And it's like, you're going to get slapped and we're all going to suffer for it. And, you know, we've seen the way that things like Afghanistan, the pullout, have been a complete catastrophe. Well, you know, if this thing comes to a catastrophe like that, we won't have the sort of, you know, retrospective hearings in front of Congress and Senate saying, well, now what did we do wrong here? There's not going to be anybody left to have these conversations. So this isn't something that we can just sort of put off and once again allow our military to drop the ball on this. I mean, this is a life or death sort of situation. But, you know, As important as this is, and thank God there's people like yourself, you know, getting this to the people that can actually make decisions that can help to mitigate some of the threat that we're under. I do hate to have, you know, to leave our audience with this sort of Damocles hanging over them. Is there anything that just an individual can do, knowing that this is a possibility, knowing that we may very soon be in a world where an EMP shuts off all communications and all that sort of stuff? What advice would you give to just the average American person about what they can do in their own personal life with this knowledge and awareness, you know, moving forward?
Well, I mean, if war seems imminent, I mean, the best thing to do, I always say, if I were rich, I would buy a farm. You know, I mean, because an EMP cyber attack would have the effect of affecting kind of a redistribution of wealth, essentially. Those with large food supplies that were independent and could live, you know, independently of, you know, the food distribution system or even the source of food could live quite well in a post EMP world. Whereas those that concentrated in you know, urban areas that didn't have their own personal food and water supplies would be much more challenged and, you know, subject to, you know, kind of roving gangs and the breakdown of law and order that would occur after such an EMP attack, in the event that America doesn't harden, you know, our critical infrastructure, prior to that occurring. But, you know, in terms of the imperative right now, I think, each one of your listeners can reach out, contact, you know, use this paper, forward a copy to members of Congress and, you know, try to meet with them and try to, kind of start a national dialogue and pressure them to, you know, realize what the threat is and take, follow these specific recommendations in terms of, you know, national security policy to change the dynamic and restore America's ability to deter these types of existential attacks.
Right. And we always say, you know, when it comes to anything from just storable food to anything else, by the time you need it, it's too late to get it. Right. So just make the preparations now, whether this is on the national scale with the EMP hardening, you know, it'll be like, oh, you know, the EMP goes off. And they're like, oh, we probably should have hardened. Well, it's a little bit too late at that point. So you've got to make the preparations now. And I would even say in your personal life, you know, I know my family and even some of my friends, we have like, hey, if we all of a sudden all electronics go out, you know, if some EMP hits or something, here's where we're meeting, you know, and here's where we need to be. And, you know, it's just up to you to get there. So even just something as simple as that, because otherwise everything goes down and you're sitting there just completely blind and deaf and not knowing where anybody is or how to even get in contact with anybody. So you've got to make these preparations now, whether it's on a personal level or a national level. I want to thank you so much, sir. Again, my guest, David T. Pine, Deputy Director, National Operations for the EMP Task Force on National and Homeland Security. His latest white paper, published October 1st of this year, is called Blackout Warfare, What U.S. Leaders Must Do to Deter a Catastrophic Sino-Russian Cyber/EMP/Nuclear Attack and Ensure America's National Survival. You can find it at emptaskforce.us. I want to thank you so much for coming on, sir, and spreading this very important message.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me on the program.
Well, very happy to have you, and we'll have you on again sometime soon. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, folks, I want to encourage you to please do share that interview, band.videoinfowars.com. While we were away, while you were watching that, CNN has dropped a new article, Synthetic Chemical in Consumer Products Linked to Early Death, study finds. Synthetic chemicals called phthalates, found in hundreds of consumer products such as food storage containers, shampoo, makeup, perfume, and children's toys, may contribute to some 91 to 107,000 premature deaths a year among people aged 55 to 64 in the United States, a new study found. People with the highest level of phthalates had a greater risk of death than any other cause, especially cardiovascular mortality, according to the study published Tuesday in a peer-reviewed journal, Environmental Pollution. The study estimated those deaths could cost the U.S. between $40 and $47 billion each year in lost economic productivity. Well, I think we've put our finger on the important aspect of this, the money that it costs to kill 100,000 people. So there you go. That's the latest from CNN and our good friends at the, anti-human agenda program. Phthalates, 100,000 people a year prematurely die. If only somebody had been telling us about this for the last 20 years, if only somebody had been warning us about chemicals in our food and water killing us on purpose for the last two decades. Yeah. Now maybe people will start to listen. Remember, you can support everything that we do here by going to InfoWarsStore.com. The InfoWars Emergency Supply Chain Breakdown Sale is only going to be going on for a few more days. You can save up to 50% off our top-selling products, such as DNA Force Plus, that's 40% off, Brain Force Ultra, the new liquid formula that I've been so enjoying since it came out, back in stock and 25% off. Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support Formula is back in stock and 50% off as well. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, one of our top selling products of all time, that's 40% off, as well as the Super Male and Super Female Vitality, both of those 40% off. And of course, you can buy the all new film COVIDland, and you get a free copy of Endgame when you do that. And best of all, if you buy COVIDland, you can get yourself a projector, you can rent out a movie theater, you can show COVIDland to anybody you meet on the street, you can spread this word and really be an effective force of truth against the lies. And I do want to remind you that one InfoWarrior has told us that on October 24th at 8 p.m. at New Orleans Rockin' Bowl in New Orleans, Louisiana, there will be a COVID viewing party. We hope more InfoWarriors decide to rent out venues and show this movie to anybody you possibly can. But first, you got to buy it at InfoWarsStore.com. It's $19.95, and you get a free copy of Endgame. Go there now. It may not last that long.
UN
UN-run contact tracers aren't coming. They're here. All over the world, from Australia to the United States, from Canada to Germany. These tyrants are tracking everything you do, everywhere you go, and then coming to your house and threatening, in some cases, actually taking people away into the night to their facilities. And they're planning in the next year to expand their SHIELD process, where they come and take, quote, healthy people away and put them in facilities for their safety. This is nothing less than martial law. And one big thing you can do to fight back is to get high-quality Faraday cages, many of which are made here in America and are very compliant, meaning U.S. government military grade, at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the entire line of Silent Pocket ready to ship to you when you visit InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we have big backpacks. We have special dry bags. We've got them for cell phones. We've got them for laptops. We've got them for iPads. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So protect your privacy today and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. The engineers at BioPros are very excited to announce a major expansion of new products into the retail consumer market. Since their rollout of their first product almost a year ago, they've come out with four new products. BioDrain Pro, BioRV Pro, BioMarine Pro, and BioPorta Pro. For decades, oil companies and other major chemical corporations have been using patented, naturally occurring, specially bred bacteria to eat oil spills and other toxic waste disasters. That's how powerful these naturally occurring microbes are. The BioPro system is light years better than traditional enzymes that only work once. These bacteria begin to breed and live in your septic tank. And now it's available for the general public's use for the first time on the retail market, exclusively available at TheBioPros.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.